It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery.
In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. General George Casey says Iraqi forces continue to get better.
I can see over the next 12 to 18 months, I can see the Iraqi security forces progressing to a point where they can take on the security responsibilities for the country with very little coalition support.
In the meantime,
it was another one of those days when the bodies kept piling up. There was a blast in Baghdad's oldest and biggest outdoor market. Two dozen people were killed, just a horrific scene, a very familiar scene, of course, to people here. South of here, there was an attack, a bicycle bomb on some men lining up to join the Iraqi army. Another dozen people killed.
CBS's Mark Strassman in Baghdad. American death toll in Iraq, 2,639. President Bush is embarking on a series of speeches around the nation to discuss the war against terrorism in the world.
My series of speeches, they're not political speeches. There's speeches about the future of this country.
The White House says it'll be a more specific detailing of the battle ahead of the nation. In the Pacific, Typhoon Ioki may scrub historic Wake Island nearly clean. It's huge, a tremendously powerful storm with winds gusting nearly 200 miles an hour. Just off the coast of Mexico, it is Hurricane John, Category 4.
So far in some of the northern Pacific resorts, the airports are still open. Ports have closed in some other parts of the Pacific coast. In Acapulco, people have already felt part of the brunt of this storm. It's been raining hard all day. There have been heavy winds and flooding in some of the streets.
CBS's Adrian Bard. And Ernesto, just raining on Central Florida, appears Atlantic-bound with a trip up the coast into the Carolinas by the weekend. One report says nicotine levels are higher in cigarettes these days.
The Massachusetts Health Report shows nicotine levels up 10% over the last 6 years. The effect...
It is more difficult to quit, and it is much easier to become addicted, particularly for adolescents.
Sally Fogarty, State Department of Public Health. Matt Myers heads up the campaign for tobacco-free kids.
No other industry is allowed to manipulate the components of its product without first telling the American public and the federal government.
Tobacco industry response.
We are reviewing the report.
Philip Morris spokesman Steve Callahan. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
A 250,000 Jetstreamers water blaster pool toys are being recalled, lest any more kids jump in on top of them.
There's been one report of an impalement injury to an 8-year-old girl who landed seat first on one of these toys and suffered a puncture wound.
And hurt her foot. Mark Ross at the Consumer Product Safety Commission. California becomes the first state to order a cap soon on all greenhouse gas emissions, including from industrial plants. The goal? To reduce greenhouse effluent by 25% by 2020. On Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 13 points. The Nasdaq was up a little over 13 points. This is CBS News.
You trust your car and your tires to take you where you want to go. So who do you trust to take care of your tires? Sears Auto Centers. So come in right now. All tires are on sale from all the top brands, including Goodyear, Michelin, and Bridgestone. All tires, all on sale. If you've got places to go, make sure you're going to the place that takes care of your car, your tires, and you. Sears Auto Centers. See store for details. Exclusions apply. Sale ends 9606.
Honey, I think I need a new look.
So, what, like a new haircut or something?
I meant the color of the living room.
I knew that.
It's the Labor Day sale at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration Premium Coatings, and an extra 25% on Waverly Wallpaper Books, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, September 4th.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
President Bush on the road, keeping close tabs on his diet.
Another culinary tip from President Bush.
I used to recommend I come in and get some fried chocolate pie.
Emerging from a restaurant in Little Rock with GOP gubernatorial candidate Asa Hutchinson, Mr. Bush proudly displayed the brown paper bag containing a slab of fried chocolate pie.
When you get 60, you got to be a little careful about what you eat. But nevertheless, I'm going to give it a shot.
And he did, eating the pie in his limousine on the way to the airport. It was just last week that Mr. Bush reminded Americans to eat healthy right before he stopped for frozen custard. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Nashville.
The Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off began today in Sparks, Nevada. More than 100,000 pounds of ribs are being cooked up through Labor Day. Defending champ Butch Lupinetti's from New Jersey. Prize money's not big, but winning the thing could put your barbecue sauce on store shelves. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You trust your car and your tires to take you where you want to go. So who do you trust to take care of your tires? Sears Auto Centers. Come in right now. All tires are on sale from all the top brands, including Goodyear, Michelin, and Bridgestone. All tires, all on sale. If you've got places to go, make sure you're going to the place that takes care of your car, your tires, and you. Sears Auto Centers. See store for details. Exclusions apply. Sale ends 9606.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similazon Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similazon Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similazon is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similazon in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similazon Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
Peter B. Collins. This is your humble host reporting for duty on the Peter B. Collins Show. And that makes me Peter B. I'm glad you're listening. Whether you're listening to KRXA 540 Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, and Freedom. Yes, this program serves Freedom, California on a daily basis. We are also live on the mighty KGOE 1480, Eureka, Arcata, Humboldt County. And people listen to our program in the nighttime on 1240 Talk City, that's KSAC Sacramento, and 1480 KPHX Phoenix. Wherever you are, whenever you happen to be listening, I'm delighted you're with us. And if you're here for the live portion of the broadcast, you can call in and talk with us. We provide a toll-free number, which means we pay for the call. 888-5-PETER-B is our number. That's 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Email is back up and working. peter@peterbcollins.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to meet the Green Party candidate who is challenging incumbent Howard Berman, a Democrat in Southern California. Byron DeLeer will join us about an hour from now. And our regular weekly visit with Larissa Alexandrovna, managing editor of RawStory.com. That's coming up next hour, too. And in our third hour, that's when we open it up wide open for your phone calls in the free speech zone. Oh, and there's plenty to talk about. And before I introduce our distinguished guest for this hour, I thought a little incantation from the Gospel according to Little Stephen would be in order. Yes, the song is simply entitled Freedom, and that's Little Stephen. Before he got on The Sopranos, he was just a sideman for Bruce Springsteen at the time. And that is also part of the title and the theme of a powerful new book from Professor George Lakoff. You remember him from Don't Think of an Elephant. He is a professor at the University of California at Berkeley. And his new book is called Who's Freedom? The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. Professor Lakoff, welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Pleasure to be back, Peter.
Always nice to talk with you, and I appreciate the work you've done on this because I have been uncomfortable repeatedly when George W. Bush and his clones have invoked the term freedom, its similes, and its opposites as ways of defining what I consider to be a deeply misguided foreign policy. And you go into great lengths here, and I learned a lot about your specialty, linguistics, rhetoric, and the language that we use, in the process of your analysis of the term freedom.
So, Professor, let me throw a curveball at you. Yesterday, a guy exercised his freedom. He climbed into a big black SUV. This was in the Bay Area. And he started driving around running people over. And 14 people were injured. One person died in this series of bizarre incidents. And clearly this is a deranged individual. But he was exercising freedom of a sort, was he not?
Well, it's funny you should mention that particular case. There's a number of other similar cases. Recently, there have been something like many cases of forest rangers being attacked by people in SUVs, in all-terrain vehicles, in snowmobiles, who, against the law, are insisting on driving their vehicles in the backwoods of our national parks and national forests. This is not an accident that there's so many more cases of this. There's a notion of freedom on the right that says you are free to use your property any way you want. And if you own an all-terrain vehicle or a snowmobile, you should be free to drive it in Yellowstone or any other park. Of course, the park officials and environmentalists say, no, if people do that, they will destroy the ecology of these wondrous places. These other guys say, no, it's my vehicle. I can drive it where I want to drive it. Now, and that's a freedom issue for them, of what's called a liberty issue.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that conservative populism is based on such a notion of liberty. And it has to do with the difference in what is called in causation and the way that the left and right understand even what a cause is.
Right.
So that causation has everything to do with freedom. Part of freedom has to do with not affecting the freedom of other people. And, you know, these guys in the national parks are saying, well, you know, it's just my snowmobile. I'm not doing anything to the ecology of the parks. It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that that is a conservative way of thinking about causation as individual responsibility for causal acts. The opposite is true when you go to the notion of freedom and causation for progressives. Progressives think of causation in sort of global systemic terms.
Right.
You know, that is, if people drive snowmobiles in Yellowstone, they'll destroy the ecology. This issue comes up again and again. There was a case outside of Portland. Portland had a sprawl zone outside of Portland that was kept open by law. And somebody inherited the family farm and wanted to sell it to a developer. And he said, well, my freedom is being imposed on. It's my property. I can sell my farm. It's
mm-hmm.
one act.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this kind of difference between systemic causation, the idea that you've got to have a system of laws to keep open zones open, and private property is one manifestation of this big difference, and it shows up in who is imposing on whose freedom. Is the farmer, the owner of the farm, selling his farm to developers, imposing on the freedom of people to just drive in open country?
And, Professor, to take your example of those who want to drive their ATVs and snowmobiles in national parks, the extension of that on the conservative side is the wise use or dominion movement. And they basically argue that humans need to use up the earth so that we can bring on the end times, and that this is God's will. And this drives at another theme in your book about the way the strict father model of conservatives is employed, linked to religion, as a way to deny freedom to others.
Well, that's exactly right. If you say, what is meant by freedom of religion on the right? and what they call religious liberty. If you go to Jerry Falwell's website, it's all about liberty. His university is called Liberty University.
Yeah.
Well, what does religious liberty mean? Well, he looks at the part of the Constitution that talks about freedom of religion, and he calls that freedom to practice your religion. They always use the word practice. Now, if you're an evangelical fundamentalist, what does that mean? If you're an evangelical, it means you have to, as part of your practice, spread the good news. If you're a fundamentalist, it is the good news of the absolute truth of the Bible, as interpreted by Jerry Falwell and company. Now, that says freedom of speech allows you to practice your religion by proselytizing publicly.
Yeah, share the good news.
Share the good news. Put up the Ten Commandments in your courtroom, etc. But there's another part of this. In general, freedom, the idea of freedom says you're not free to impose on other people's freedom. So if you're free to walk down the street, that's fine. You're not free to walk down the street and tie up somebody else.
And you're not free to run people over with your SUV.
And you're not free. Exactly. Exactly right. You know, and that's part of the meaning of freedom. Well, it turns out that the other religion clause in the Constitution says that the government cannot set up a state religion.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that it cannot impose its any religion on other people. And that is exactly what Falwell and others are doing when they're trying to get rid of the separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
That is, they're trying to impose their religion on the rest of us. But they only talk about the first clause, the freedom to practice your religion.
Right. Professor, we'll take a break and return. We're talking with George Lakoff from the University of California at Berkeley, also the founder of the Rock Ridge Institute. Go to rockridgeinstitute.org and find some of the recent papers and commentaries of Dr. Lakoff and his staff. If you have a question or comment, bring it forward this hour. He's with us until the end of the hour. You can call me toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. You are free to call because you have that freedom. 888-5-PETER-B. The new book is called Whose Freedom? The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. We'll continue in a moment here on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Saturday, September 2nd, live in Monterey, it's Stephanie Miller.
If you look at Katrina, it goes more toward the theory that they're just disastrously incompetent.
Nelson.
But then if you look at Iraq, you're like, they're disastrously incompetent and they lied.
One of the fastest rising stars in progressive talk radio, Stephanie Miller, is appearing live Saturday, September 2nd at Monterey's Casa Munras Hotel. Tickets are just $45. Go to MontereyCountyDemocrats.org or call 758-9503. That's 758-9503.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 100,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Hello? Hello?
What's in the box? Tell me what's in the box.
Rock Rollin' Real Estate. Meet the folks of IPX 1031. When you're selecting a qualified intermediary to assist you for your next exchange, think IPX 1031. Call them at 888-771-1031. That's this week on Rock Rollin' Real Estate. Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside. And the Peter B. Collins Show continues, 21 minutes past the hour. Our guest for this hour is Professor George Lakoff from the University of California at Berkeley. And he is a professor of cognitive science and linguistics at UC Berkeley. Also the founder and senior fellow at the Rock Ridge Institute, as we mentioned. And his powerful new book, I think, is a must read for those of us on the left. It's called Whose Freedom? The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. And, Professor, in the opening pages of the book, you remark about George W. Bush's speech at the Republican convention, his acceptance speech in 2004, where he used the words freedom, free, and liberty constantly 49 times in a 20-minute speech. And let me read just a paragraph or so from your kind of reaction to that, a series of questions. How can Bush mean anything by freedom when he works against FDR's four freedoms, freedom of speech and religion and freedom from want and fear? His policies work against freedom from want by pushing more Americans into poverty, by denying even a minuscule increase in the minimum wage, by seeking to end Social Security, by promoting a siege mentality, announcing orange alerts and talking relentlessly about terror. He creates and maintains a sense of fear, virtually a permanent state of emergency rather than offering freedom from fear. The USA Patriot Act, passed at the height of this fear, provides new police powers to the government, abridging personal freedoms. He works against freedom of speech by encouraging media consolidation, spying on telephone calls, having the IRS threaten the tax status of groups that speak out against him, by requiring attendees at his public speeches to sign oaths of loyalty to him, and by classifying more government documents than any other recent administration. Your list goes on, but I think the point is clear here. George W. Bush uses the term freedom, even though his actions often are the antithesis. And this is a common thing that we're seeing now. The word fascism is being trotted out by Bush and other Republicans, and there are many of us who believe that we are creeping toward fascism in this country.
Well, it's a very interesting question that's come up here. When Bush spies on tens of millions of Americans, when he's free to do that and declares himself independent of our laws, he says he's doing it to keep us free, to protect our freedom. And we have a very different idea of what freedom is, that it's an imposition on our freedom. Now, the one question that always arises is, what is the tradition of America's freedom? What what has been the traditional idea of freedom. And it turns out to be the progressive idea, not the conservative idea. Freedom is what's called a contested concept, where different people have different ideas of freedom, depending on their values. And the way to see that it's the progressive view of freedom that is traditional in America is to ask, what have Americans insisted upon in the area of expanding freedom? Which notions of freedom have been expanded? For example, right now, we don't have Americans insisting that we have more spying to protect our freedom. Not there. We have plenty of people insisting that we have more personal freedom by requiring that the president follow the law. In addition to that, if you look at history, what you find out is that in voting rights, for example, Americans have insisted on their expansion. That is, it's an expansion of freedom. It used to be only white male property owners could vote, and now we've extended that, first getting rid of the constraint of property ownership, then whiteness, and then maleness. Civil rights have been extended because we've insisted on it. Education, which is the freedom of access to both opportunity and to knowledge, is an issue of freedom, and we've insisted on the expansion of education from third grade to eighth grade to 12th grade, mm-hmm, to college, and so on. Workers' rights, we've insisted on those expansions. We have weekends. We didn't used to. We have 8-hour days. We didn't used to. We have worker protection laws and so on. In area after area, the public has insisted on an expansion of freedom, and these are all progressive ideas of freedom, not, mm-hmm, conservative ideas of freedom.
And, Professor, in the book, one thing that I learned was the way you describe how humans communicate and how important metaphors are in that communication. And when it comes to the term freedom, you write, the metaphor of freedom as freedom of motion has two important parts, freedom from and freedom to. Freedom from those concerns that can keep you from moving. Freedom to concerns making sure there is access. Thus, you might be mentally or psychologically blocked, emotionally powerless or threatened, or lack the access that education and knowledge provide for achievement. And this metaphor of freedom as being able to move around freely is linked to American mythology, is it not?
Very, very deeply. Physical freedom is visceral. It's in your body. And the idea of being able to move freely, to have highways, to have Western expansion, to move from place to place physically, is deep in our history and in our culture, and it has to do with physical freedom, freedom to move. But that is the basis of a metaphor, and one of the most important and profound of all metaphors, that is universal. In particular, it says that achieving a purpose is reaching a destination or getting some desired object. That is, you reach a goal, and so on. Well, notice that that's about freedom, and someone can keep you from reaching your goals, that is, impede your freedoms, in various ways. They can block access, they can hold you back, or they can take away your resources. And all of those are impositions on freedom. The freedom from is freedom from people keeping you from doing that. Freedom to is having the ability and the resources and the access to do something. And both of those show up in our notions of freedom.
Professor, let's stop for a break here. We'll continue with George Lakoff in just a moment. Whose Freedom? The book, subtitled The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. Your calls and questions are welcome at 888-5-PETER-B. I'm Peter B. Collins.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Monta Vista Wine and Spirits in Monterey has everything you need, from high-end liquor to the very best in fine wines.
It's the real deal. Family owned for over 40 years, John will give you one-on-one personal attention, just like family. Have a special request? Not a problem. Open every day from 9 to 9. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is located on Soledad Drive in Monta Vista Village, near the Del Monte Center. Look for Doug Huckleberry, who greets you at the door. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits wants you to please drink responsibly.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of Thomas the Tank engines and tracks, puzzles, board games, and children's books, all very reasonably priced, you can't go wrong with a gift from Thinker Toys. So stop by the beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos, or the just renovated Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
Tired of that dreaded drive into town for fresh quality produce? The Produce Barn in Carmel Valley Village has the perfect solution to your problem. Owners Ed Drobnik and Don Bikey have over 50 years of combined experience in the produce business and are passing the substantial savings on to their customers. The Produce Barn offers a wide selection of conventional and certified organic seasonal fresh fruits and vegetables. We also carry a fine selection of specialty candies and snacks, exquisite gourmet gift items, and feature Freedom Meats, savory sausages, bacon, and marinated fresh meats. Heck, we even throw in free recipes. So, whether you're a restaurant, lodge, home chef, or treasured village visitor, stop by the Produce Barn at 13750A Center Street in the Center Street Plaza, behind Wells Fargo, and right next to the Chatterbox. We're open 7 days a week.
The Produce Barn in Carmel Valley Village, 659-5916. That's 659-5916. The Produce Barn.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, host of the Tasty Planet radio show. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and fun in the Monterey Bay Area. I interview authors, winemakers, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make Monterey and our region such a delicious slice of our tasty planet. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for tasty new shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 a.m. from 7 to 8 every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're talking about the word and the concept of freedom. The new book by Professor George Lakoff is Whose Freedom? The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. It's a must-read for progressives and people who still use the term liberal. Well, as long as it's free, we will. And
And Professor Lakoff, I referenced the term liberal. It's poisoned. And in the radio business now, we call ourselves progressives because we've learned through market research that the term liberal turns a lot of people off, misleads others, and essentially it's been neutralized or neutered by a consistent and very thoughtful attack from the right. Is your goal in this book trying to keep the same thing from happening to the term freedom?
Definitely. Freedom is being taken over by the right. It's the watchword of the right. Freedom and liby, especially liby by populists on the right. And when was the last time that you heard progressives talking about freedom? So they just don't, and they should, because it's our word. All of our ideas, our most fundamental ideas, are around freedom. Everything we believe supports the view of freedom that is traditional in America, which is progressive freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And conservatives are trying to change that idea in a very radical way.
And Professor, in self-examination, I will acknowledge, I don't ever really talk about freedom as a concept. We talk about the way freedom is under siege. We talk about the NSA wiretaps, the data mining, other types of surveillance. But we generally talk about it not in the abstract, but in the negative.
In the negative and not in the positive, not in terms of the progressive view of freedom and why it is what has defined our country.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely important that we start doing that once again. When the country was formed, freedom was the idea, the most important idea. And it was what changed us tremendously from ideas that were there in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
This is extremely vital in America and American life, and we have to take back the idea of freedom, and we have to understand it. What my book is attempting to do is to show really exactly what the differences are between a progressive idea of freedom and a conservative idea of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And they're radically, radically different.
Yeah. And I want to take a phone call, and then I want to ask you to define and contrast the progressive and conservative approach to that same concept of freedom. First up, we have Xavier in Santa Cruz. Hello, Xavier. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Professor George Lakoff.
Hi, Peter. Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, not your current book, but I've got a DVD and a book, Don't Think of an Elephant, I think it was called.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I found that very useful. I was involved with a group that was actually trying to get more support for Democrats around the country. And one of the things, I'm glad I got you on here, is that a question that I have. In that last book, you had mentioned about nurturing family and the punishing. I don't remember the exact word. But
it's the strict father,
father, yeah,
model and the nurturant father or nurturant parent model.
And I've called into this show before, and I don't want to kind of seem to be like on a single issue, but I feel like I got dismissed last time, and I want to get somebody to comment on this.
All right. We respect your point of view, Xavier. I understand.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Last time you said something about having Sam that having a drum circle or something. I just felt like I got dismissed. But my concern is that we're not including men in the Democratic Party. There's this kind of very subliminal kind of a message that men are cannon fodder, that there's, women and children can be killed, but men are somehow less than. And I'm wanting to, that comment that you made about we have a family can be nurturing, but the father is the one that's always thought of as the strict one. And I wanted you to address that if you could.
All right. And Xavier, I'm going to drop your call. It's
okay.
Kind of a noisy line, but we'll ask the professor to comment.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
And that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that there are two very different understandings of the family, and that we understand the family as the basis of a metaphorical understanding of the nation. There's a good reason for this. Think of your experience with government. What is your oldest experience with governance? It's in your family. Now, it turns out there are very different kinds of families, and the major models, ideal models that we have are, one, a nurturant family, where both parents are equally responsible, both father and mother, where their job is to empathize with their child, to connect with their child, to understand them, to feel what they feel, and to be responsible both for themselves and for their children, and then to raise their children to care about others and to be responsible for themselves and others. From that idea applied to the nation, you get the idea of citizens as siblings, as brothers and sisters in a nation, of a government that cares about its people. This was FDR's central idea, that government cares about its citizens and is responsible for, you know, watching out for them. That is a major, major change in government that occurred in FDR, and it's the basis of present-day progressivism, but it's an idea that went back a long way, that the government was there for its citizens. That's why it's, that's why we have it. The other idea is that you have a strict father family where the father is protecting the family from evil, winning competitions to support the family, and teaching his children right from wrong by strict punishment whenever they do something wrong. The idea being that if they're punished painfully enough, they'll try to avoid the punishment by disciplining themselves, by getting an internal discipline to do right, not wrong. And if they get that discipline, then they will be able to go out in the free market and become prosperous, which is their reward for being disciplined and moral.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basic idea of a strict father family. And that applies to government. These two models apply to government in utterly different ways. Take social programs. In the progressive model, social programs are there to help people who need help so that they can then help themselves, so they can do other things. What is taxation about? Taxation is there to put together the commonwealth to build an infrastructure that we all use.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the highway system, the internet, the satellite system, the banking system upheld by taxpayers' money, the court system which upholds contracts. Every business requires the use of the commonwealth. That's part of the genius of America, and it's a progressive idea. The conservative view is a very different one based on a strict father family. It says that you have a moral authority, like the president, who runs things. He's the decider, period, and you don't question him.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, you want citizens who are sufficiently disciplined so that they... social programs would take away their discipline. The idea of social programs is seen as immoral because it gives people things they don't earn, thereby taking away their discipline and taking away their capacity both to earn a living and be moral people.
And on that specific point, Professor, I was just reading commentary about last week former President Clinton was kind of glowing on the 10th anniversary of welfare reform. And what Robert Scheer pointed out in his column is that he kind of just danced right past the fact that there are more women and children in poverty today than there were 10 years ago when he signed the welfare reform bill.
Not only that, but Clinton accepted the right-wing view of dependency.
Yes.
And what that means is something very evil.
And to put it in context, the amount of money involved in welfare at the time was relatively insignificant, particularly compared to all the money we've blown in Iraq.
Yeah.
But it was blown out of proportion, as if they were echoing Ronald Reagan of the welfare queens driving Cadillacs, as if this was the most egregious problem confronting the nation domestically.
Yeah, it was almost nothing, actually.
Yeah.
But the idea here is that when you help people, you help them to help themselves. You help them to get an education, to better themselves in all kinds of other ways. That individual well-being depends on the Commonwealth. You can't start a business without using the banking system and the court system and the SEC, which allows the stock market to function. You can't start a business or do anything at all without the use of the Commonwealth in this country.
Mm-hmm.
That is the central idea coming out of a nurturing parent family. Now, what does this have to do with freedom? Everything. The right wing claims that social programs make you dependent and therefore take away your freedoms, whereas progressives say the opposite.
Yeah, the conservatives want you to enjoy the freedom to starve, the freedom to live without shelter, and the freedom of your children to grow up in an unhealthy and supportive environment.
Exactly. Whereas Roosevelt talked about freedom from want, and you don't hear conservatives talking much about freedom from want these
days. Right. We're going to take a break and return. We'll go to the phones in the next segment, too. You can grab a line at 888-5-PETER-B. Professor George Lakoff is our guest. The new book is called Whose Freedom? The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. It's out in hardcover from Farrar Straus Chereau, and it's a recommended read from yours truly, Peter B. Collins. KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Tell you what I got cooking, Dinners Ready. I went to dinnersready.com, chose 8 gourmet dinners, made an appointment, and went to their storefront in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove and prepared the meals there myself. Now I'm cooking them in my own home.
What's that you say? Dinners Ready?
That's right, Dinners Ready. It's the newest concept in home cooking. They do all the shopping and chopping, and I get all the credit. If you're too busy to go in and make your dinners, they'll even do it for you. So sign up at dinnersready.com, stop by and see them in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove, or give them a call at 645-9100. That's 645-9100. Dinner's ready!
Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is hands down the finest Volvo maintenance and repair shop in Monterey County. Owners Mike Brooks and Tracy Polacco are both factory trained in Volvo service and repair. They provide outstanding quality and great service at reasonable prices. They only work on Volvos, so you know that your Volvo will be in caring and skilled hands. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside, or you can call Mike and Tracy at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside. For whatever legal advice you need, go to Lawyers on Duty. Whether it's for your estate planning, divorce, custody, probate, or a living trust, Lawyers on Duty has experienced attorneys with realistic fees. There's no need to go anywhere else. At Lawyers on Duty, they're available, knowledgeable, and affordable. Located in the courtyard behind Rosine's on Alvarado Street, Monterey. Lawyers on Duty open every weekday 9 to 5. Call Lawyers on Duty, 375-5100, 375-5100. Alan Kaplan, owner.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues 11 minutes away from the hour. It's a new song from Michael Fronte and Spearhead. It's called Yell Fire.
Revolution never sends you an omen. A revolution just arrived like the morning. Ring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring. They're telling you to never worry about the future. They're telling you to never worry about the torture. They're telling you that you will never see the horror. Spend it all today and we will build you tomorrow. Three piece suits and bank accounts in Bahamas. Wall Street crime will never send you to the slammer. Tell all the children in the arms of the mamas. The F-15 is a homicide bomber. Commercial for a papa pill culture. Drug companies suckling like a vulture.
That's a musical litany of the freedoms that are challenged in the United States today. And you don't yell fire in a crowded theater. But we should yell fire in America today. We're talking with Professor George Lakoff. His new book is called Whose Freedom? The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. And Billy joins us from Capitola. Good afternoon, Billy. You're on the air.
You guys are effing brilliant.
Well, thank you.
Really. I think the way I like to think of it is the concept of tribe. And if we could expand our definition of tribe, we'd get where we need to go. And now let me move on to the most important freedom. The one freedom that seems most under attack right this minute, that to me, when that one falls, they all fall, is the being free to dissent. And what that disgusting human being that Secretary of Defense did the other day, what they're doing now with this thing where we're not supposed to, we're Nazi lovers if we don't agree with George Bush.
Yeah.
That's what could be more dangerous than that? All the freedoms go when that one goes.
Well, and also to add to your comment, Rumsfeld chagrined that the enemy is able to offer deceptive messages that are embraced by the world. Now, has he looked in the mirror any time recently, Professor?
Well, this is something that John Dean has been writing about in his book, Conservatives Without Conscience. And it's something that's very different in the conservative world in the last 30 years, and in particular, especially in this administration. What I've called a strict father morality, that is the idea of a leader who's in charge, who's the decider, and where you're supposed to be disciplined and on your own, period, making it on your own in the market and so on. That idea can be applied in many areas. It can be applied in economics, giving economic conservatism. It can be applied in the social area, giving social conservatism. It can be applied in religion, where God is a strict father who punishes you if you sin against his commandments and with hell and so on. And it can be applied in foreign policy, where America is the decider who decides what other countries should be doing, and otherwise we punish them. Because, third world countries are children. But what is interesting about recent conservatism is it tries to apply this to all areas. That is, where there used to be financial conservatives who were social liberals. Now what's happening is that they are being ridden out of the conservative movement. The conservative movement has to be pure conservative in all areas.
You refer to those people as biconceptuals, right?
Yeah, the people who were biconceptuals, like Goldwater.
Mm-hmm.
Goldwater was for civil rights.
Yeah.
He was a civil libertarian, but he was fiscally conservative and mm-hmm. conservative in foreign policy. But he was a liberal in terms of religious issues, in terms of dealing with the poor, in terms of all kinds of things.
More contemporary example is my friend Tom Campbell, who is dean of the business school at Berkeley now. He served in Congress, was fiscally conservative, but socially very liberal.
Exactly.
And there is no room for him in the Republican Party today.
And it gets worse than that, because aside from all policy areas, the current administration is applying the strict father model to governing itself. And that's a change. That is, Bush is in charge of the Republican Party in Congress. He's in charge of, what everybody in the administration should do. If anybody dissents or blows the whistle, they get fired. They get punished. This is an application of strict father morality to governing itself. And he can set the laws. He's above the law. He doesn't have to.
And I would suggest that if we allow it to go on, we lose all our freedoms.
That's right. We lose our freedoms in governance itself, as well as in every issue area.
The message is, it can crystallize into a single shut up and get in line. Doesn't work with democracy.
Well, it doesn't work with democracy at all, and it also doesn't work in policy. It doesn't work in the financial area. It doesn't work in foreign policy. It doesn't work, in case after case after case. But the question of what counts as working is interesting, because what we see as working comes from a nurturant model, from a progressive model of what it means to have a progressive morality. And the other guys say it works by definition, because it is what is moral, period. And that is the biggest problem that we have today, those utterly different ideas that have been taken from the policy areas into the governance area.
What makes them think that Sharia law in America under Christians will be any better than the Sharia law is for the Islamic countries, which is clearly a failed, disgusting system?
Come on, it's your freedom for salvation, Billy. Have you missed that?
Thanks
for your call. Professor, just a couple of minutes remaining here, and I want to thank you for a powerful book. I have about 49 more questions drawn from the book that we don't have time for, but I wanted to shift for a moment to talk about the handbook that you and your colleagues at the Rock Ridge Institute have put together. We have a lot of activists and people who get involved in the political process who listen to this show. Talk a little bit about the handbook and how you hope it'll be utilized.
Okay, well, the Rock Ridge Institute, by the way, our website is www.rockridgeinstitute.org, has put together a progressives handbook called Thinking Points. And it's everything you need to know about framing and about how issues get framed and how arguments are structured and so on. It will be published September 18th is the publication date. It should be in the bookstores about a week after that. And it's $10 retail. Might be even cheaper online, but that's cheap enough.
Yeah.
Paperback, about 160 pages, the biggest bargain you'll ever see. And it's also going to be given away online. That is, what we're going to do is, though it's cheaper to buy it than to download it, I think, and a lot easier, but we're going to put it online as a reference, and then the further work that we put online will refer back to it. But the major point of this is that at this point we start a national speak out network.
Mm-hmm.
Many groups around the country and individuals have come to us and said, we love your materials, we love what you're doing, we would like to speak out, but we would like to have some systematic guide to doing this, and we'd like to be put in touch with other people who are speaking out. We would like to be able to speak out in some systematic way, positively, around the country, because our political party, the Democratic Party or the Green Party, doesn't have a way to systematically get its ideas, its positive ideas out there. They're always reacting to conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a way to get positive ideas out there all around the country through the grassroots. So within a few weeks, we're going to be starting posting parts of this, getting it up there. The whole thing will be online. You'll be able to get it, buy it a hard copy. We'll put new extensions of it as we come up, talking about new issues and the full range of issues.
Mm-hmm.
But the main idea is this is some place where you can go to if you want to form a group of people who want to speak out, and if you want help in saying, well, what does such a group do? How do you get into the media?
Professor, our time is up. I want to thank you for a powerful hour. Go to rockridgeinstitute.org and find out more about George Lakoff's work. The new book.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey and the Old Granary Building, just 2 blocks from the aquarium. Or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
General Casey predicts
the next 12 to 18 months, Iraqi security forces would be able to handle security with very little coalition support.
Ernesto pulls away from the Florida Keys.
The Keys are back in business.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Already this week, the violence in Iraq has claimed more than 200 lives. At least 66 people were killed today alone. But General George Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, issues an optimistic forecast.
I can see over the next 12 to 18 months, I can see the Iraqi security forces progressing to a point where they can take on the security responsibilities for the country with very little coalition support.
Casey stopped short of predicting when large numbers of American troops could come home. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman in Baghdad says the Iraqi military has a long way to go.
So far, even with the help of U.S. forces, the security situation is really not under control. And there really has been no proof yet that the Iraqi forces on their own will be able to get a handle on things and then to maintain a handle on things if they ever do get it.
President Bush is launching a new campaign to win support for his strategy. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has that.
With just over 2 months before the midterm elections, President Bush begins a series of speeches tomorrow in defense of the U.S. military engagement in Iraq and his approach to the war on terrorism.
And their speeches to make it clear that if we retreat before the job is done, this nation will become even more in jeopardy.
Republicans fear they'll be hurt by voters tired of the continuing bloodshed in Iraq. But Mr. Bush insists his speeches aren't political and hopes the issue of terrorism won't be politicized. Mark Noller, CBS News, Nashville.
Now this.
CompUSA email bag.
Wendy emails, Dear CompUSA, got any plans for Labor Day? Big plans, Wendy, starting with this Friday's Midnight Madness. Tons of amazing deals from 6 p.m. to midnight, like a compact laptop with Turion 64 processor, 512 megs of memory, 80 gig hard drive, and ATI graphics card for under $600 after rebates. That's $180 off. Come enjoy all the savings this Friday till midnight at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. See store for details.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Serta Mattress event is going on right now at Sam's Club. Prices are even lower than usual on all Serta mattresses and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. Did I mention it's amazing? Try a Serta mattress with a test rest demonstration Friday through Monday only at Sam's Club.
After a soaking and some wind, the Florida Keys are in the clear as tropical depression Ernesto makes its way north. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports.
Ernesto has dumped a lot of rain in southwest and west central Florida. The Space Coast is next.
Is it going to be as bad as what we originally projected? No. But it's still going to be some significant rain, and there's going to be some wind.
Florida Highway Patrol Lieutenant Pat O'Neill is telling people, if you don't have to go out, don't. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
National Guard troops have been mobilized in the Carolinas in case Ernesto re-energizes. It's not a beach day in Acapulco. The resorts on Mexico's west coast are being lashed by wind and rain from Hurricane John, a powerful Category 4 storm that's centered offshore. And far out in the Pacific, Typhoon Aoki is closing in on Wake Island, a U.S. military base.
As the storm passes by, the island will pretty much be underwater.
Andy Nash of the Sun Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu. Wake Island has been evacuated. Aoki's producing wind gusts up to 195 miles per hour. You might remember the case of Drew Shadeen, the 22-year-old college student abducted from the parking lot of a Grand Forks, North Dakota shopping mall in November 2003. The following spring, her body was found in a ravine near Crookston, Minnesota, and a sex offender who lived nearby was arrested. Today in Fargo, WCCO Radio's John Wanamaker was in federal court as 53-year-old Alfonso Rodriguez was convicted.
He showed very little emotion. He did not move very much. His family, his mother and his sister were in the courtroom, and they were actually crying as they went in. I think they were aware that the verdict would be read as guilty.
Next week, the jury decides whether Rodriguez is eligible for the death penalty. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Democratic leaders in the legislature have struck a deal to make their state the first in the nation to impose a cap on all greenhouse gas emissions, including those from industry. Emissions in California would be cut 25% by 2020. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
CompUSA email bag.
Wendy emails, Dear CompUSA, got any plans for Labor Day? Big plans, Wendy, starting with this Friday's Midnight Madness. Tons of amazing deals from 6 p.m. to midnight, like a compact laptop with Turion 64 processor, 512 megs of memory, 80 gig hard drive, and ATI graphics card for under $600 after rebates. That's $180 off. Come enjoy all the savings this Friday till midnight at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. See store for details.
Honey, I think I need a new look.
So, what, like a new haircut or something?
I meant the color of the living room.
I knew that.
It's the Labor Day sale at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration Premium Coatings, and an extra 25% on Waverly Wallpaper Books, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, September 4th.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
To your ears. It's time for another hour of the Peter B. Collins Show, live, unscripted, unrehearsed, and decidedly progressive, originating from the left coast. Coming up later this hour, we're going to talk to a political activist who's been having some fun in Sacramento. You know, August is when crunch time hits in the state capitol, and it's when they throw these big fundraisers so that lobbyists who have bills unresolved before the legislature can pile cash on the elected officials as they get ready for a big election battle this November. We're going to talk with Carmen Albert coming up later this hour. But joining us now is a man who is challenging a sitting Democratic congressman who's been there a little bit too long. That's Howard Berman in the 28th District in Southern California, Los Angeles area. And Byron DeLeer is the Green Party candidate and a progressive Democrat with a small D. Byron, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Well, I'm just delighted to meet you, and I thank you for sacrificing whatever life you had before you decided to become a candidate, because it's an all-consuming effort. You're up against very difficult odds, yet it doesn't appear to deter you. I like that.
Yes, well, we're finding ourselves in the race of our lives here with our grassroots campaign here. We're running against a corporate-handled establishment Democrat in the form of Howard Berman, who's shown himself to be marching in lockstep with the Bush agenda. And
is he the Joe Lieberman of California, or does he have to share that with Jane Harman?
You know, I actually haven't seen him kissing George Bush, but we do have an interesting factor that has come online. Last year, Howard Berman actually proposed legislation to rescind the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution. And the 22nd Amendment is term limits on the White House.
Mm.
So he actually wanted to create a termless presidency, not unlike the Bush agenda to create the imperial presidency with unconstitutional actions and unwarranted wiretapping and, and justifying torture, et cetera, et cetera.
One of the other things that, really sticks in my mind and my proverbial craw, Byron, is that last year there was this misguided reform program that Governor Schwarzenegger threw together, and he attacked a lot of different groups in California. And one of the ballot measures that was on that wasn't essentially a part of Arnold's package was a redistricting package. And I had some problems with it, but what really bugged me was that Howard Berman formed an alliance with John Doolittle, the Abramoff Republican from Rockland, District 4, Northern California, and they raised money together to run commercials and other campaign efforts to tell people to vote down this redistricting measure singularly. And what that amounted to was Howard Berman trying to protect his own incumbency at our expense.
Yes.
And like I said, it was not a perfect redistricting reform measure. But that aside, it's offensive to me that incumbent Democrats and Republicans would see their self-interest as higher than the public interest.
Well, I mean, the situation's unconscionable, where we have agendaship and political gamesmanship instead of service or statesmanship in our nation. And in the case of incumbents, I mean, they're constantly trying to kibitz around the district line so that they can set up their incumbency and guarantee it. You know, obviously you probably heard on your show this recent poll that came out that 53% of Americans are anti-incumbent. And there's even a statistic that is even harsher and more contrasting than that. And that is that about 18% of the American people think that their representatives accurately reflect their values and their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the incumbent rate, the rate of reelection, is upwards of 95%. So there's a huge disconnect there, and it just really exposes the fact that political gamesmanship is the talk of the day. I, as a Green Party candidate, I do not take money from corporations. I don't think that there should be a K Street in America. I read an article recently that talked about how the money on K Street is now shifting, now that there's an imminent perception that the Democratic Party is going to succeed in the midterm elections. And so the money is now shifting to the other side of the aisle. I think that that just shows that we need to get the compromising and polluting influence of big money out of our politics, because these representatives are just parading prostituted agendas is what it comes down to.
And Byron, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Berman's brother Michael get the contract from the legislature to draw the gerrymandered districts that are now in effect in California?
Yes, it's out of control. Yeah, in the 2000 census, Howard Berman wanted to redraw the district lines to disenfranchise Latinos, because after the 2000 census, it came out that there were 61% Latinos in the district. Well, Michael Berman is a political consultant, got somewhere in the area of $2 million to do a lot of the redistricting in California. So they succeeded at reducing the Latinos from 61% to 51%, but they put too many Latinos in Brad Sherman's district, the district right next door to us, the 27th district. So Berman and Sherman started to do the Latino potato toss, if you can believe it, and they arrived at 55% Latinos. And the argument that we're bringing to this this community of interest out here is that if you're working against the majority of your constituents, which the Latinos are the majority in this district, then you've sacrificed your legitimacy to hold that seat.
I think it was actually a frittata toss.
Well, you know, and I just really want to share with your audience, Peter, that we've been endorsed by a great deal of a great many progressive Democrats in the district, and even more centrist-oriented Democrats, because increasingly it's being seen that the tragedy that's unfolding in the Middle East in the form of the Iraqi war is taking precedence. It has a transpartisan air to it. Indeed, a Democratic institution in the form of Lieberman is now warring against his former party to protect that agenda in the Middle East. The Bush administration has to be held accountable for its failure in Iraq in conducting the worst foreign policy conducted by our country in decades. And that's why we're asking voters to form an anti-war coalition here in the Valley, in the San Fernando Valley, to oust a corporate-handled establishment Democrat in the form of Howard Berman.
And, you know, one of the things that I consider here, Byron DeLeer, is that you might pull it off and get more votes. But no, we cannot have confidence that the votes will be properly counted. We mostly consider this to be a Republican virus, but it's a virus that's peculiar to power of any sort. And I wanted to get your comment because yesterday I was stunned by the ruling of a Superior Court judge in San Diego regarding the challenge to the election, in quotes, of Brian Bilbray. This was the special election to replace Duke Cunningham, who's busy running a sentence, a prison sentence right now. And it was a very close election. Brad Friedman of Bradblog.com has pointed out all the irregularities, some of the violations of protocol that call into serious question the validity of that election. But the Republicans pulled a fast one. They sent Bilbray to Washington just 7 days after the election, 16 days before it would have been certified, and it was certified 16 days later. That is now open to challenge, but the judge said that he had no jurisdiction here because Bilbray has been sworn in. And once that occurs, the state is out of the legal loop on that. And I find this undemocratic and insulting and just another example of the incredible arrogance of one-party rule.
This is an assault against our most sacrosanct institution, which is our vote. I mean, Peter, don't you think that our vote should be counted as religiously as the IRS counts our dollars, our dollars.
Or it should have the same integrity of the balloting on American Idol, for God's sake.
Exactly. I mean, I think that this argument, again, this is not unlike the big money in politics kind of an argument that goes beyond partisanship. Securing our vote and providing for an independent means to verify ballot results is an American patriotic issue, and anyone that tries to amplify the argument that we should have voting standards as wide and varied as the states are themselves. I've heard that voting standards are, there's something like 13,000 different voting standards in the United States. I mean, when you go to St. Louis and you buy a 2x4, it's the same 2x4 that you buy in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
A dollar in New York is the same dollar in Sacramento. We should standardize the American voting experience, and I think that, Peter, it's worthy of a constitutional amendment. I think the 28th Amendment of the Constitution should guarantee independent verification of ballot results and standardize the vote in the United States, especially when you're voting for a very singular federal office in the form of the presidency.
And what about the contracting and privatization of vote counting to Diebold, Sequoia, ES&S?
Having the proprietary source code that instructs voting machines as to how to count the vote in private hands is fascism. It's un-American. It needs to be an independent means to verify the vote. And, you know, there's lots of different points of view as to which that independent means is. But what I'm calling for as a potential legislator to Washington, D.C., is to make it a constitutional amendment, and then it's up to Congress then to set up the shop to find the best standardized means of doing it. That's not a top-down authoritarian model. It's something that even a college kid could look at the source code and understand how that vote is being counted and be able to verify it. This is the kind of system that we should have. We should demand this.
Byron, we've got to take a break. We'll return in just a moment with Byron DeLeer. Visit his website, D-E-L-E-A-R, DeLeerForCongress.org. Spell out for F-O-R, DeLeerForCongress.org. We'll continue in just a moment. Your calls and comments, welcome. 888-5-PETER-B, right here on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540.
Saturday, September 2nd, live in Monterey, it's Stephanie Miller.
If you look at Katrina, it goes more toward the theory that they're just disastrously incompetent.
Nelson.
But then if you look at Iraq, you're like, they're disastrously incompetent and they lie.
One of the fastest rising stars in progressive talk radio, Stephanie Miller, is appearing live Saturday, September 2nd at Monterey's Casa Munras Hotel. Tickets are just $45. Go to ModereyCountyDemocrats.org or call 758-9503. That's 758-9503.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family-owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day, 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Let's take a look at your drive in and around the Monterey Bay. Problems in Watsonville just popping up. Northbound along Highway 1 just before Jensen Road. It's a crash off to the right-hand shoulder. Two pickups were involved in this crash, and unfortunately, a power pole is down in the roadway, and it may be hot. So minor injuries involved in the crash, plus this power pole needs to be dealt with. Traffic is definitely backed up on that northbound side. Southbound a little slow and go, but not doing too badly. In Gilroy, Highway 152 at Lover's Lane, a truck spilled paint and other debris in lanes of traffic. CHP's headed out. Now the debris can be moved. We may have to wait a while to clean up that paint. We will keep you updated. This look at traffic is brought to you by the NFL. Football is back and better than ever with NFL opening kickoff presented by Sprint. It all starts Thursday, September 7th, 8 p.m. on NBC. Sponsored in part by GM. I'm Alex Daly, and that's traffic on KRXA 540.
Top of the Pops here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Here we go, starting another war. We got our heads up our asses. You know, we're really bored. Hey, hey, we're the Republicans. And people say we act like clowns. We love natural disasters. Did somebody really drown? We lie whenever we want to. Yeah, you know it's true. And if you don't believe us, turn on the nightly news. Hey, hey, we're the Republicans.
I gotta ask these guys to make a new version of this song for Dinos. Democrats in name only, you know, Jane Harmon, Joe Lieberman, Howard Berman. All those names end in man, man. I just realized that. Byron DeLeer is our guest. He is a Green Party candidate for Congress in the 28th District, challenging an incumbent, a very powerful man, Howard Berman. And I did a little research during the break, Byron, and turns out that as recently as 2002, Howard Berman scored re-election with 84% of the vote. But in 2004, if my records are correct, he only got 62% of the vote. So is he trending downward and, in your view, more vulnerable?
Oh, he's very much more vulnerable, especially after a June 16th vote where he was the lone Southland Democrat to block the troop exit plan and sided with Bush and showed himself to be completely supporting this tragedy unfolding in Iraq. But, Peter, you know, I just wanted to emphasize this particular race that I'm in right now is a two-man race. It's between a progressive who is interested in halting funding to this war and holding the president accountable for his illegal actions.
Up to and including impeachment?
Absolutely. I called for George Bush and Dick Cheney's impeachment in the Green Party's State of the Union rebuttal delivered in January. But what I just wanted to emphasize is that there's no chance of spoilership in this race. I'm not going to take votes away from the Democratic Party and send a Republican to Washington, D.C. So what I'm asking your audience, Peter, is to get behind the dream of sending the first green to Washington, D.C. And we think that this would be a bit of a paradigm shift and operate as a shot off the bow of a corporate-handled government. I would get a ton of microphone time, a ton of media time with this success, and I would be able to talk about how the war in Iraq is about $4 to $6 trillion worth of quality crude. I would be able to talk about how global warming is the greatest long-term threat to civilization, and oil men up in D.C. are not going to substantively address it. These are the big picture and broad stroke perspectives that need to come online to reconstitute our nation, to save our republic. I mean, John Adams said, when the legislature is corrupt, the people are undone. Mm-hmm. It's time to redo the people. And this is the more abstract sense of environmentalism that the Green Party is standing for right now. And this is also the reason why we've gotten a ton of endorsements from progressive Democrats in this race, because we know that the progressive Democrats, the PDAs, they want to shift the Democratic Party over into a 21st century version of what our politics need to be in the United States. I respect and honor that motivation.
Mm-hmm. But Byron, let me jump in here, because I really respect the vision that you've just projected. And I've only met you 20 minutes ago, very impressed with your skills and your knowledge and your positions.
Thanks.
And I have been arguing with David Cobb, the Green Party presidential candidate in 2004, and many others, that the priority of the Green Party should be on the House of Representatives. Because if the Greens could grab 5 seats in the House, then presuming that even if the Democrats retake control this November, it will be by a very narrow margin, the Greens would be the pivotal bloc that could block the excesses of the Republicans on the corporate side and block the compromises and sellouts of the Democrats on the corporate side.
Yeah, this Tweedledee left, Tweedledum right, politics as usual, you're right, I'm wrong kind of argument, this teeter-totter that's going on in D.C., that stranglehold needs to be broken so that we can actually just start talking about the real science, the real ideas that are behind these policies and platforms. I mean, we have this kind of like cartoonish courtroom drama that's unfolding in Washington today, and the American people need to stand up and stop this. All I need is about 50,000 votes to create a little bit of a minor political revolution by sending the first green to Washington, D.C. What is that worth to folks? What is it worth to send a message to Washington that politics as usual ain't where it's at, and it's not going to bring us to higher ground? I think it's worth a lot more than just sending one congressman to Washington, because we get to put a little milestone in our political history by sending the first green to Washington, D.C. Peter, could I give an address, a P.O. box address for
sure,
folks, if they'd like to send in donations
to
help
fine.
Us?
They can
the
also go to your website at deleerforcongress.org, D-E-L-E-A-R. Go ahead and give the address.
Yes, it's 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, box number 460, Studio City, California, 91604. And again, we do not take money from corporations. I don't even take money from unions or 527 PACs. So we need the people to just send us $25 or $50, you know, or of course the federal limit is $2,100.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to push my luck, but we want to send the first green to D.C. and we want to help stop this war. The Bush administration needs to be held accountable. Howard Berman made the headline of the Daily News, one of the leading newspapers here in Los Angeles, saying Berman sides with Bush on Iraq. When a Democrat makes the headline, breathing life into the maelstrom of carnage in Iraq today, it just equals more euphemized torture memos from Gonzalez and etc.
Byron, I got to stop here. We're out of time, but I'm very impressed, and I wish you all the best in November. Let's talk again before election time.
Thank you so much, Peter.
That's Byron DeLeer. Again, the website, D-E-L-E-A-R, 4-F-O-R, DeLeerForCongress.org. Coming up next, we're going to see what's been going on in Sacramento and some of the antics of the Foundation for Consumer and Taxpayer Rights right here.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
ZNS Auto Sales in Monterey, family-owned for 30 years, is where partnership works. Whether you're a first-time buyer and need a safe economy car, or looking for a truck or SUV or a classic, they have it all. Call ZNS before you make that final decision. ZNS open every day at 1179 Del Monte Boulevard between the Navy Postgraduate School and Lake El Estero. High-quality used cars at the very best prices. ZNS Auto Sales, where partnership works.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale, reminding you to join me this Saturday afternoon, 4 to 5, for Reality Radio, where we'll interview great guests from the Central Coast, ordinary people with extraordinary stories. There's nothing we won't talk about. We'll have author Joe Klass, TV host Rama P. Jama, life coach Cynthia Ling, Tony X to share his harrowing life story of crime, drugs, and rehabilitation. Saturdays, 4 to 5, Reality Radio, right here on KRXA.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
God listens to Billy Sunshine. Maybe you should, too. Sundays, 3 to 5, on KRXA, 540 AM, The Billy Sunshine Show with Pilar. Coming soon.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school, when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience, who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
And the Peter B. Collins Show rolls on. Let me ask you this question. Are you tough enough? Can you drink their whiskey, screw their women, and take their money and vote against them the next day? I think that was Jess Unruh's line about life in Sacramento. And this is the season of giving in Sacramento, when lawmakers dangle the legislation that they have written or voted for that benefits certain interest groups. And before they put the finishing touches on the legislative packages, they hold fundraisers. And that's how they grease the wheels for their campaigns coming up this November. Most of them running uncontested races, but hey, money is the mother's milk of politics. And the udders are full in Sacramento. Joining us from the state capitol this afternoon is Carmen Balber, a consumer advocate for the Foundation for Consumer and Taxpayer Rights. They've been very active on our behalf in Sacramento during this season of giving. Carmen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What is it like to witness this money grab? It's kind of a fast dash at the end of the legislative session. As fundraisers are held and the electeds have to take a walk out of the Capitol over to O'Hanigan's or whatever that dump is, down to the Hyatt, and all these little watering holes within about a five-minute walk of the Capitol.
They're all within a five-minute walk, and this month, during the last 3 weeks of the legislative session, there were over 100 fundraisers scheduled for lawmakers and people trying to work their way into the Capitol. It's a dirty business. Lawmakers shouldn't be legislating and fundraising at the same time, but that's what we're here in the Capitol to document.
Mm-hmm. And give us a couple of anecdotes of what you've been able to document so far. I know about the Krispy Kreme breakfast.
Well, yeah, one of these lawmakers just, I would say, less than a five-minute walk from the Capitol hosted a healthy breakfast of Krispy Kremes for lobbyists and other contributors who had to pay $1,500 to get in the door and munch on Krispy Kreme donuts with the assemblyman. We stood outside with 89-cent donuts, 89 cents, of course, symbolizing Proposition 89, which will clean up this mad dash for cash at the end of the legislative session, and tried to sell them to the folks who were attending the fundraiser. Nobody would buy those donuts, I have to tell you that, and that's because they were getting more than donuts inside that fundraiser. They were getting access to an assemblyman at the critical time here in the Capitol when final decisions are being made on hundreds, if frankly more than 1,000 bills.
Yeah, yeah. It is unseemly, and it occurs every year with kind of an escalator, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and we've been up here following lawmakers around to these fundraisers, taking the same trek that these lobbyists take. We're running an online newscast, channel89.org, where we've got our newscaster, Angela May, interviewing lobbyists, asking them, what are you getting at these fundraisers for your $1,500, $3,300, and why is it okay that you're paying this money for access and influence with lawmakers as they're making final decisions. It's what we call the mad dash for cash here in Sacramento, and it's something that needs to stop, and that's why we're up here with Channel 89 documenting the process. I'm actually in the Capitol today where every bill that's been brought up has to be decided by midnight tomorrow evening. And let me tell you right now, the halls are thick with lobbyists, and we're filming them. We're taking stock of what happens in the Capitol on the taxpayer's dime, and it's not a pretty picture.
And I want to commend you and Doug Heller and the other creative folks at the Foundation for Consumer and Taxpayer Rights, because you've taken a serious issue and something that needs to, that voters and California residents need to know about. And you've had some fun with it. There's a contest that you've been running to see which activist can get into the most of these fundraisers without actually paying. Can you give us a progress report on that?
Absolutely. You know, there is, for your listeners' knowledge, there's still one more day of fundraisers to go. Tomorrow's the last day of session, and that's when we'll close the contest. That we've offered two tickets to a Sacramento Kings game to the person who can get into the most fundraisers without paying, either by sweet-talking or guilting their way in. Right now, I think our record is one fundraiser crashed, so there's still a good chance for anyone who wants to join that dash, and they can go to channel89.org, find a list of the fundraisers that are scheduled, and join the contest. To prove that they were there, they have to take a photo of themselves inside There's double points if you get a picture with the lawmaker. But the key here is that average citizens' voices need to be heard, particularly at this time in the legislative session when so many critical issues are being decided, everything from health care to what your cable bill is going to cost next year. And that's when lawmakers need to be hearing from average citizens. Instead, they're talking to the folks who fund their campaigns.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm at channel89.org right now, and there's a good chance I could actually play a clip off this computer. Why don't you choose the one that would be the most fun here? I've got Angela May on the beat. The Dough and Donuts, we talked about the Krispy Kreme breakfast. I think
for audio listeners, the best two pieces are either the Krispy Kreme donut one or the very first piece we posted, which is all the way at the bottom of that page, which was Angela May's first day in the Capitol.
All right. Well, I'm loading that right now. So let's see. Oh, I'm going to click play. Let's listen. It's loading right now on my computer.
Hi, I'm Angela May here with Channel 89 News. This evening, we're trying to find out what goes on at these political fundraisers, where politicians and important people get together for the exchange of money and ideas.
So how many of these fundraising events are you going to try to make it to? We've been running around like crazy.
Tonight or...
Any given night. Tonight especially. I hear there's a lot of fundraisers going on.
Oh, boy, 2 or 3 tonight.
Really? Are you here for the political fundraising event this evening?
Yeah, there is one.
Can I ask you, what is it that you get for $1,500 a plate?
We get the election of a good, strong member of the assembly who supports business principles.
What exactly is it that they serve here for $3,300 a plate?
Great sushi.
Well, $1,500 is a lot. How many of these fundraisers are you going to make it to this evening?
Just 2 tonight.
Are you going to be going to any more tomorrow or in the coming month?
Certainly, I will.
Really? Do you have to wear a special pair of shoes to make it to every fundraiser? I mean, that's a lot of walking around. You know what I mean?
My shoes already hurt me. I probably need another pair.
Now, Angela's switching from her pumps to some sneakers so she can continue to dash.
Is there a fundraising event this evening?
Yes.
Yes, you are? I hear it's $1,000 a plate. Can you tell me what you get for that?
Oh, he walked away.
I'm here, just to represent my clients. I don't get anything for it.
Oh, really? Are you a lobbyist? Yes? What do you think about all the fundraising events going on in such a short period of time? There's so many of them. It's like running a marathon to get to them all.
Well, yes, because I'm termed out, I will be out of the Senate. My name is Jack Scott, and I'll be out of the Senate 2 years from now.
That's Senator Jack Scott, Pasadena.
Money. I'm just here to pay my respects because Kevin is leaving the Senate, and I'm a fellow senator.
So that's Kevin Murray.
So and is now today she's a dashing. Special day for fundraising?
No comment from these guys.
You got to wait till now to come to an event. Talk about your issue. You're in trouble. The session's over in 2 weeks.
So there is a report from the video at channel89.org. Now, Carmen, as you run around Sacramento with a camera crew, are politicians kind of YouTube camera shy?
Absolutely, and I think that's what you'll see with the last video, Angela May on the beat that was posted. They decided to stop talking to us. Angela became more and more persona non grata as the 2 weeks went on. And by that last video, most people wouldn't speak to her. Mm-hmm. We think it speaks volumes about what they're doing if they won't talk about it to the public, particularly when the biggest issues of the year are decided. And I'm actually up here today tracking the progress of a bill that could affect millions of Californians, a bill that would deregulate the cable market and take away local control, give it to a state board with much less consumer protection that's been pushed by AT&T and Verizon, who want to crack into the cable TV market.
But Carmen, they've only spent $20 million lobbying in Sacramento this year on that bill.
And that number is actually far short of the mark because that amount was the amount that AT&T and Verizon spent lobbying on this bill just in April, May, and June. So we're at the end of August now. They haven't reported all of those numbers. So millions upon millions of dollars have been given by these telecommunications companies to push this bill through the legislature.
And Carmen,
112 of 120 lawmakers have taken money from them.
say that again, 112 of the 120 have taken money from the phone companies, and they have gotten virtually unanimous support. To my knowledge, not one Democrat has voted against this extreme change in the market here in California, either in committee or in floor votes.
It's not actually a partisan issue at all. Not one lawmaker, period, Democrat or Republican, has voted against this bill, and we're expecting the next vote on the Senate floor to come up today. That's the power of money in the Capitol. We saw exactly the same situation 10 years ago when deregulation of the electricity market was rammed through the legislature. Nobody voted against it, and we saw how that affected the people of California, how everybody's pocketbook was hit.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing with this cable bill today.
And last week on a Friday, you know, when the news cycle often misses a story, the Public Utilities Commission revoked or rolled back the regulations that limited the rates for what we call landline telephones, the old-fashioned wireline phones that many people rely on. And they say that there's so much competition now from cell phones and internet phones and all the other services that we don't need these regulations any further. And what we've seen is when you deregulate a monopoly or a near monopoly, they will game the system and take advantage. And we're going to have little old ladies and little old men who lose their home phones because they're going to be able to jack up the rates on that. And many people won't feel it because they'll just say, oh, I use my cell phone all the time anyway. But people who don't have cell phones will be screwed.
And that's what we're seeing coming out of the Public Utilities Commission, all of which is pushed by, as you said, this $20 million lobbying effort by AT&T and Verizon. And the lawmakers have rolled to it.
Yeah.
They've rolled over.
Yeah, I have tried to get a few people on the record to talk about it, and they want to talk about other things right now.
Well, that's what we're up here today to do in the Capitol. Hopefully we'll get a few of those lawmakers on record telling us exactly why they think this cable bill that even AT&T is now suggesting won't save consumers a dime is a good idea.
Yeah. Well, Carmen, give us one more tidbit of the antics you've had as you've covered the Dash for Cash this August.
Well, I think that it's the overall picture that as the weeks go on and lawmakers notice that the business that they're conducting in the public's house, the Capitol here in Sacramento, is being watched. They're getting more and more frightened of what we're seeing. I was actually told today by a California Highway Patrolman that our presence filming in the Capitol was considered a possible homeland security threat. Now, we've gone up the ladder and spoken to the right people, and they've finally agreed that, yes, we do have permission to film in a public building, but it's indicative of the fact that lawmakers don't want the average person to see what goes on here at the end of session.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And one more thing, one of the things I really hate in Sacramento is when legislators take a walk. And they take a walk because they don't want to cast a vote that will offend the donors who come to their Krispy Kreme contribution breakfast. And they don't want to vote for something because consumers might be opposed. And, of course, the opposite could be true, but you get my point. And the solution is they simply take a walk and are recorded as present but not voting. And that's a disease that I'd like to see combated in Sacramento.
Absolutely, and that's a problem that we've suggested that should be remedied by a no vote, no pay rule. If legislators are in the building, if they're here and working, they should be voting. If they don't vote on any given day, they should get their pay taken away for that day. And I think that would go a long way towards correcting the problem of lawmakers refusing to take a stand by taking a walk.
Yeah. Carmen Balber, thanks for your advocacy. You're working for us.
Thanks for having me on the show, and everyone can go watch that at channel89.org or go to yesson89.org to learn more about the ballot initiative that will clean up these problems.
One of the solutions is Prop 89, the Clean Money Initiative. Thank you, Carmen.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Up next, we open up the phones. The free speech zone expanded for the next hour, 15 minutes. Lots to talk about. Grab a line. 888-5-PETER-B, toll free. That's 888-573-8372. 888-5-PETER-B. I'm Peter B. Collins. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
People are talking about the show. Weekday mornings 9 to 10 on KRXA 540. Does it really suck less?
you guys are in many ways so self-referential that it doesn't let a guy like me feel like he can be part of the conversation.
We try not to be too self-referential, and we'll try to catch ourselves. I appreciate your call.
I wish I knew what that meant.
I wish I knew what that meant. Okay. But you're sucking less than you used to.
Would you like to be part of a conversation that might not only inspire your golf game, but have you thinking differently about sports, about learning, and about performance? Join golf pro and best-selling author Fred Shoemaker on KRXA 540 Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. for Extraordinary Golf, some uncommon conversations about golf, and maybe even a little beyond golf. Extraordinary Golf, Saturday mornings on KRXA 540 at 8 a.m.
Come on in, and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything's so tasty, you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a pillar affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus stew. A side of couscous and a baba ganoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery.
In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey. PG.
Let's take a look at your drive home in and around the Monterey Bay. Still dealing with problems in Watsonville, northbound along Highway 1 before Jensen Road. The crash was a little while ago. It off to the right-hand shoulder with two pickups involved. However, a power pole is down in the area, so that northbound side is very backed up at this point. Southbound side not doing too badly. New crash in Capitola, southbound along Highway 1 before 41st Avenue. This crash has just been cleared to the right-hand shoulder. And in Gilroy, Highway 152 at Lover's Lane, cleaning up debris that was dropped. However, paint was dropped as well, and that'll take a little longer to clear away. This look at traffic brought to you by Mattress Discounters. During Mattress Discounters' free box spring sale, purchase any select Sealy or Simmons mattress at their everyday low price, and you get a matching box spring absolutely free from Mattress Discounters. I'm Alex Daly, and that's traffic on KRXA 540.
Can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
Yeah, try that one. The Peter B. Collins Show is on your radio. Thanks.
World is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it.
Yeah. 8 minutes away from the hour, and we're launching the Free Speech Zone right now here on the Peter B. Collins Show for the remainder of the program. We do have one brief call lined up for next hour. We're going to check in at Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas, and Hannon Shawar from the Monterey Center Peace and Justice Group is going to be on scene there, so we'll get a live report. But other than that, we're wide open for your phone calls for the next hour. And there are plenty of things to talk about, so grab a line and let me know what's on your mind. 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. 888-5-PETER-B. One of the things that's been on my mind, and I've had to push it back here for a couple of days because of other events and breaking news, like the Bill Bray court decision on the program yesterday, is just how sickened I am by the recent media coverage of John Mark Carr. And like so many other perps or suspects, we have to hear too much about him. Always the first, middle, and last names are cited, so that we won't mix him up with any other John Carr. And this is a guy who manipulated the media and the law enforcement officials in Colorado into his 15 hours of fame and a free business class plane ride from Bangkok, Thailand, back to the United States and on to Boulder. And it's a sorry episode from so many angles. Television hyped and overexposed the case of JonBenet Ramsey all through the late 1990s. She was killed, and sure, it's tragic. I make no mistake about that. On the day of or day after Christmas in 1996, so just about 10 years ago. And it was clear to me from the first tabloid-style report from Thailand that this guy is weird, an attention seeker, and probably several bricks shy of a load. And it's pretty well proven now because the DNA match caused the prosecutor in Boulder to say, "We don't have a case, Your Honor. We've got to move to dismiss." And she, of course, has egg on her face for flying this guy back. But I'll put that aside. I think she was doing her job, and the information presented itself, and they had an obligation to do something. But I can't say the same for America's media, and in particular the cable TV channels that call themselves news channels, just went off the bloody edge. And the ultimate to me was when I flipped on a recording that was supposed to be Hardball on MSNBC, and it had been bumped for breathless, live, breaking coverage of John Carr's plane landing in Boulder last week. Thursday, I think. And it was just so ridiculous. The story is only important in the minds of the people who run those networks. Maybe there are a few people who buy the National Enquirer and the Globe who still harbor a deep interest in JonBenet Ramsey. But the more we learn about the fixation, the obsession of John Carr, well, I have to say, it's not very healthy to feed the obsessions of people who care too much about who killed JonBenet Ramsey. And yesterday, I placed a call to MSNBC and invited Dan Abrams on this radio program. Dan used to host a program on MSNBC. He's one of those tabloid dumpster divers who gave us successive coverage of the JonBenet case to begin with. He's now running MSNBC. And I told the press contact there that I'd like to have him on the program to give him an opportunity to apologize. We haven't heard back from them so far. But I do want to recommend a piece on this to you. It's at truthout.org, just posted a little while ago, written by Jeff Cohen, one of the founders of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. And it's entitled Sick Puppy Meets Media Beast. I recommend it to you. Ed's on the line from Aptos. Good afternoon, Ed. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. I don't know if you caught this article. It was in the business section of the Chronicle today. But it is an example of what's happened with our courts and how the corporatocracy has taken over the courts, more or less. Anyhow, this guy who was selling his bicycles on Craigslist.
Yeah, I read that one.
He got a $2,000 check, which was a little bit more than what he thought, and he went down to the bank and checked with the bank and said, "Hey, is this account good? Is this check good?" And
mm-hmm.
They said, "Oh yeah." They checked the account and said, "Yeah." And he said, "Okay, I want to cash the check." And but a little while later, he gets arrested,
right?
Because the check is no good. It's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 2 points. Watch out. This, these scams are taking place. But the long and the short of it was that the poor dupe was, because he'd tried to pass his check, which he thought was good.
Right.
The bank, can I name the name?
Yeah, Bank of America.
Bank of America, yes.
Mm-hmm. They deeply regret what happened.
Oh, yes. But the long and the short is they don't have any, he has no recourse against them because of the law. It says, okay, if you make turn somebody into the law, you don't, mm-hmm. You're not held liable. And you know, this is patently wrong, because if you're harmed, you should have some recourse. And
right, and the way the story is told, he went to the bank, said, is the check good? They said yes, he cashed it, then he got popped. He ought to have some protection there from the bank that told him the check was okay to cash.
Yes, if they say it's good, then the problem's on their shoulder, not right. Going after him.
Ed, thanks for the call. I'm out of time this hour. More of your calls coming up next in the Free Speech Zone. Grab a line, 888-5-PETER-B.
I'm Jamie Wright of the San Francisco Giants, asking you to take a stand against violence. When a child is a victim or a witness of violence in their home, school, or community, an imprint is made that affects them deeply. They may have trouble sleeping, eating, learning, or trusting. These effects can last a lifetime, but with your help, children can heal. Don't participate in violence, and for everyone's sake, take a stand against violence. Learn to resolve your arguments respectfully. Our children are watching. Brought to you by the Giants Community Fund.
Tom Hartman.
Bushies just don't get it. They think that the only way that you can get somebody to think the way that they think or the way that we think, the only way you can get someone to like America is to kill somebody. I mean, that's George Bush's strategy. If things aren't going well, kill somebody. Yeah, and if you can't kill them, then build a fence.
It's the Tom Hartman Program.
I'm sorry, the world isn't that way. And, in fact, you want to see where the Republicans want to take us? Just look at where we were in 1890. Look at where, you know, look at Victorian England.
Tom Hartman. Weekday mornings, 10 to noon on KRXA 540.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. As President Bush pursues his strategy in Iraq, he's opening a new offensive on the home front. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
In a preview of a new series of speeches that begin Thursday at the American Legion, President Bush said premature withdrawal from Iraq would shred American credibility.
If we leave Iraq before the job is done, as some have advocated, this will be a major defeat for the United States of America in the global war on terror.
Though Mr. Bush was speaking at a $1.5 million fundraiser for a Republican Senate candidate, he said earlier that his upcoming speeches on Iraq are not political, nor should the issue be politicized. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Nashville.
U.S. military leaders in Iraq think they see light at the end of the tunnel. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman is in Baghdad, where dozens die violent deaths every day.
Coalition commanders say this mayhem can be brought under control. Time, Iraqi forces will be able to do it on their own.
I can see over the next 12 to 18 months, I can see the Iraqi security forces progressing to a point where they can take on the security responsibilities for the country.
Despite the chaos, U.S. commanders say the recent crackdown has cut Baghdad's murder rate by almost half.
Iran shows no sign it will comply with tomorrow's deadline to halt uranium enrichment. At the UN, Ambassador John Bolton gives every sign the United States will pursue penalties.
If they haven't done that by August the 31st, we've also said repeatedly, and the foreign ministers of the five permanent members of the Security Council in Germany have agreed, that we will come to the Security Council to seek sanctions.
Iranian President Ahmadinejad says sanctions won't work. The problem has to be solved through negotiation. A deal between Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Democrats in the legislature will make California the first state in the nation to limit all greenhouse gas emissions, including emissions from industrial plants.
This is history in the making. The Global Warming Solutions Act is the most closely watched environmental bill in the nation for good reason. Where California goes, others follow. We're at a turning point now in the fight against global warming.
Craig Noble of the Natural Resources Defense Council. The bill aims to reduce greenhouse gases by 25% over the next 13 years. As an alternative to gasoline, ethanol might not be all it's cracked up to be. Tests by Consumer Reports found that while cars fueled by ethanol burn cleaner, they get less mileage, making them more expensive to run. Randy McCloy, the sole survivor of West Virginia's Sago mine disaster, marks a milestone in his recovery. A family spokesman says McCloy's wife, Anna, is pregnant with their third child. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials up nearly 13 points to 11,382. The Nasdaq closed 13 points higher. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 877-33-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
Getting to work and getting home again can be the most stressful parts of your day, but CBS's Jim Taylor reports it's not quite as bad as it used to be.
Do you find your commute to work is actually getting shorter? You're not alone. Census Bureau says the average trip to work is 24 seconds shorter. Time to celebrate?
Perhaps there's some enthusiasm here with the statistical comparison that suggests that we're saving time and that our commutes are getting a little bit lighter. We can't be breaking out the champagne quite yet.
Alan Pizarski, the author of Commuting in America, and at the AAA, Mantel Williams says if you live in a big city, forget about
it. In the metropolitan areas where we see the problem of congestion, it has not gotten better. It's gotten worse.
The average daily commute to work in America is still more than 25 minutes. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
It might not be a record, but Larry LaRocco, the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor of Idaho, wants to shake 25,000 hands before Election Day. Averaging just under 20 hands per hour, LaRocco's already halfway toward his goal. He once shook 600 hands in a single day. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
CompUSA email bag.
Wendy emails, Dear CompUSA, got any plans for Labor Day? Big plans, Wendy, starting with this Friday's Midnight Madness. Tons of amazing deals from 6 p.m. to midnight, like a compact laptop with Turion 64 processor, 512 megs of memory, 80 gig hard drive, and ATI graphics card for under $600 after rebates. That's $180 off. Come enjoy all the savings this Friday till midnight at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. See store for details.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Serta mattress event is going on right now at Sam's Club. Prices are even lower than usual on all Serta mattresses and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. Did I mention it's amazing? Try a Serta mattress with a test rest demonstration Friday through Monday only at Sam's Club.
Alan Show continues. It's the Free Speech Zone. Your calls and comments are welcome. Any subject, any viewpoint, from anywhere within the sound of my voice. Give us a call toll-free. 888-5-PETER-B. Your call's coming up. But first, a live report from Crawford, Texas.
A message from the Crawford, Texas Chamber of Commerce. If you've packed up and left, headed east, headed west, to seek fortune and fame in a much bigger game, we'll still welcome you back. Yes, you're on the right track. If you feel most alive on Farm Road 185, yes, if you're idolized, won a Pulitzer Prize and a Nobel or two, we're still waiting for you. Yes, if you're a big star in NASA or NASCAR, politics or the arts, come on back to these parts. Wouldn't you love a chance to get back at the ranch with some regular folks, with some pretzels and Coke for a full year or two? No one bothering you, doing just what you please. No jet flights overseas. If you put in your term as the head of the firm, like FedEx or Fannie Mae, U.S. Steel or the USA, leave the media glare. Getting treated unfair, you and God will be one, beneath the hot Texas sun. The empire's falling, the Crawford is calling.
That one's called Crawford Boy Retire, unknown provenance, but It takes us back to when Camp Casey first began in the summer of 2004, and George W. Bush has flatly refused to talk with Cindy Sheehan. It's as simple as that and ridiculous as all that. Joining us from Crawford, Texas, and the new Camp Casey is Hanan Shore from the Monterey Peace and Justice Center. Hello, Hanan. Do I have you there? Hello, Hanan. Calling once. Testing 1, 2, 3. Well, we had her on a cell phone, but that coverage there is a little bit flaky. Matt, let's see if we can get her back on the line. But she reported for us last summer from Camp Casey, and of course, Brad Friedman from Brad Blog was down there as well. And it's been a little bit of a mixed bag this year because Bush shortened his vacation plans and kind of jetted in and out of Crawford. And so the gauntlet that they threw down, I guess, was not quite as effective. Also, the media seems to consider this an old story and didn't give it so much attention this year. Interestingly, Cindy Sheehan bought some property there through a proxy in Crawford so that she and the protesters would have a place to hang out and not get arrested. And Cindy has spent some time in the hospital, too, complications from some personal issues and also from the hunger strike, the food fast that she has been on since July the 4th. Hanan, do we have you now?
Oh, yeah, you have me. I'm right here.
Great, great. Give us a scene setter there. Just how beastly hot is it in Crawford today?
Today is about, what do you think, Ann, about 107 here today?
Ouch.
Reasonable day.
Wow.
It's actually a little reasonable comparing to other days.
Yeah. Now, at the new Camp Casey, do you have better facilities? Is there a place where you can take a shower when you get totally burned out?
Yes, there's running water, and we have real showers. And there's actually two showers at the Peace House.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. So tell us how it's been going. As I was waiting to connect with you, I mentioned that this year the corporate media has not given so much attention to Camp Casey. I guess they consider it an old story. And also Bush has not cooperated because he shortened his vacation and kind of jetted in and out of Crawford. He wasn't the sitting target that he has been in past years. So what's
your... He was here last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were right by the little corner that the state troopers keeping us out of, and what is it, the Secret Service checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But we were out there until about 10 or so, and then we gathered our stuff and we came back home. And then this morning we went out there and the chopper came and picked him up, and he was running.
Mm-hmm. So he snuck in a night on his own bed, own pillow, after the photo ops in New Orleans yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, once again, he did not pause to even acknowledge your presence, I take it?
No, he didn't, but a lot of people have acknowledged us, and a lot of visitors come here and say hello to us, and a lot of vets come over here, and this is their home, and it's very interesting. You have to come and see how it goes. It's really a peaceful place, and everybody, we're all brothers and sisters here. There's no difference, you know.
Now, this year it seems that the neocons also decided not to visit Crawford because last year that shameful harpy Melanie Morgan, the right-wing talker from San Francisco, organized a cadre of people to go down and try to disrupt the peace efforts there. Have you had those kinds of visitors this year, or have they moved on?
You know, honestly, I think they moved on because we haven't hardly seen anybody from the other side. All the people that come here, they're coming here for peace, and we're really having so many people coming through. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't changed at all here, really.
Now, do you feel that some of the locals who were against your presence in the past...
Oh, they're more accepting of us.
Are they?
It's so interesting. Oh, yeah. When we go to the stores, we're actually going to the stores locally and giving them our business, and we're inviting them for Gatorades and coffee, and they're really enjoying it. And they're more accepting. They're more saying, yeah, I'm glad you're here, because before they were scared. But...
And do they say, you got a point?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them do, and say thank you for being there. A lot of people come by and visit Cindy. Cindy is here, not full-time because she still has to rest.
Mm-hmm.
She's here in the morning and a little bit in the afternoon and a little bit in the evening. So a lot of people come by and shake her hand and talk to her and take pictures and so on.
An interesting piece that Cindy wrote that was on Truth Out a day or two ago, described that she is happy now that she feels she is becoming irrelevant, that her role as someone who galvanized the peace movement and became an icon that people could rally around, she said that it's becoming unnecessary and that she welcomes that. I found that very interesting.
Well, because it's a lot of people are going and standing for Cindy. Cindy, we you know, doesn't have to do everything anymore. Cindy have done a lot, and she's out here and doing what she can, but a lot of people are stepping forward to take over and say, hey, she broke the ice. We're opening it all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Hannon, as we close, what would you like to add from your experience in Crawford this summer?
It is wonderful, but you know what I want you to talk to? I want you to talk to Ann Wright. She's right here next to me.
Oh, I know Ann.
Here she is.
Okay.
Hi, it's Ann Wright.
Hello, Ann. It's Peter B. Collins. We met in Washington, and we've spoken once before. You claim to have a home in Honolulu that you've been to, like, for five nights in the last 3 years.
Boy, I tell you, it seems like it. I don't spend much time there. There's a lot of things that are happening on the mainland, and I want to participate in those. So
yeah.
I, like many other people that are trying to end this war, are spending almost more time away from. We've got a new family of folks who are who we see more than sometimes our own biological families, because
mm-hmm.
we're all on the trail speaking and doing various actions to try to get more attention from the American public about the need to end this war in Iraq.
Yeah, and you have an interesting voice, if I recall correctly. You served in the military, and then you joined the Foreign Service, and you resigned from your post to protest the foreign policy of the Bush administration.
Well, that's right. Thank you for remembering. I was one of three diplomats that resigned, and I must say that I'm sure glad I did, because of all the stuff that went on, I'm afraid my conscience would be really, really heavy with having if I'd stayed with the Bush administration.
Yeah.
I'm very proud to be one of the people that one of the millions of people who say this war needs to end, and that indeed our government needs to be held accountable for what it's done to the world.
Yeah. Now, Anna, I'm short for time here, but I understand that many of the people from Crawford will be moving to Camp Democracy in Washington, D.C. next week. Is that right?
Yes, we've got a lot of people that are here at Camp Casey and have been at Camp Casey and have gone back home, but then are heading into Washington for Camp Democracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're putting the final touches on it, but if they can work out some of the technical issues in Washington, I'm planning to fly out there next week, and we'll do the show live from there on Thursday and Friday. So I hope that you and I have a chance to meet again and talk again, too.
Well, it's our pleasure. We thank you so much, because it's really important that people come to Washington, to the seat of the White House, to the Congress, to the Pentagon, to put pressure on all of those entities to say, we, the people of the United States, want this war in Iraq ended, and we want it ended now.
Ann Wright, thank you for your voice. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Live
Bye-bye.
From Crawford, Texas at Camp Casey, that's Ann Wright, along with Hannon Shoar. All right, back to your calls next. There's a line available for you in the free speech zone while freedom of speech is still fully in effect. Call me now, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. That's 888-5-PETER-B. And I remain your humble host, Peter B. Collins.
KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Monta Vista Wine and Spirits in Monterey has everything you need, from high-end liquor to the very best in fine wines. It's the real deal. Family-owned for over 40 years, John will give you one-on-one personal attention, just like family. Have a special request? Not a problem. Open every day from 9 to 9. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is located on Soledad Drive in Monta Vista Village, near the Del Monte Center. Look for Doug Huckleberry, who greets you at the door. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits wants you to please drink responsibly.
It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week, I've been behind the wheel of the 2006 Suzuki Reno, a four-door, five-seat subcompact that's made in South Korea. For $13,000, this car is a great value for a first-time buyer. It's got a 100,000-mile transferable warranty, too. My demo has a 2-liter, four-cylinder engine and a 5-speed manual transmission. Neither impressed me. The motor doesn't have enough power, and the Reno conked out in the middle of our grueling hill climb test. The stick shift is clunky, and the transmission doesn't have much headroom in second and third gears. Standard equipment includes AC, power windows and locks, a decent sound system, and power steering. It's an attractive package at an amazing price level, but test drive on your routes before you drive. By the numbers, the 2006 Suzuki Reno gets 23 miles in the city, 30 on the highway, and stickers in California for about $13,000. Behind the wheel, I'm Peter B.
Saturday, September 2nd, live in Monterey, it's Stephanie Miller.
If you look at Katrina, it goes more toward the theory that they're just disastrously incompetent. No. But then if you look at Iraq, you're like, they're disastrously incompetent and they lie.
One of the fastest rising stars in progressive talk radio, Stephanie Miller, is appearing live Saturday, September 2nd at Monterey's Casa Munras Hotel. Tickets are just $45. Go to MontereyCountyDemocrats.org or call 758-9503. That's 758-9503.
Let's take a look at your drive home in and around the Monterey Bay. Capitola still hosting a crash. It's southbound along Highway 1 just before 41st Avenue. It's just been pushed to the right-hand shoulder, so traffic is able to get around this crash. In Gilroy, Highway 152 at Lover's Lane, a truck spilled paint and debris, and someone did come along and hit that debris. So now we've got an accident off to the right-hand shoulder and paint on the roadway in that area. In Soledad, northbound 101 before Front Street, a dump truck lost several blue pallets in lanes of traffic, so please drive with extra caution there. And in Hollister, Fairview Road at Santa Ana Road, an injury crash just reported. This look is brought to you by River Rock Casino. Two BMWs and $22,500 cash left. The next drawing, August 22nd. See the Players Club for details. 101 North to Lighton Springs, and see the signs. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues. We're in the free speech zone. And that means I want you to call the program. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what issues matter most to you right now. 888-5-PETER-B is the toll-free number. That's 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. And there's so much going on in the news. Yesterday, we talked with a staffer in Senator Sheila Kuehl's office about the single-payer health care bill that she has carried. And it's now cleared the legislature and awaits the governor's signature. It's unclear whether he'll sign it. But I am still trying to get over the idea that Phil Angelides, the Democrat running for governor, doesn't support it. Come on, Phil, get on board. We need single-payer health care. It's a solution to many of our problems. 888-5-PETER-B. I got a whole stack of topics I'll sprinkle in over the next few minutes. But I want you to call, especially first-time callers. Welcome. 888-5-PETER-B.
Peter B. How simple can it be? 888-5-PETER-B. Steve in Watsonville figured it out. And, Steve, I just want to commend the town of Watsonville because right now I'm working my way through a batch of raspberries from the Driscoll Farm in Watsonville. And it's peak of the season. They're big and juicy. And I just love it. So props to Watsonville.
Peter, might put in a word here just for the UFW. If I were you, before I eat strawberries or strawberries from Watsonville, I'd contact UFW and make sure that their union picks strawberries.
That's a good point. I don't know that.
I'm not going to speak, you know, personally against Driscoll here on the air, since I'm a Watsonviller and we have family connections. But
well, thank you for your guarded comment. I'll investigate.
Thank you. That's not the reason I called. The reason I called was regarding some Hispanics in Monterey, where it's not quite the Hispanic ratio that Watsonville is, but it's pretty high. And they're working for, you know, like I called you from the Travelodge boycott.
Right.
All the employees there, they're Hispanic, they're local Hispanic people, and the owner is an absentee landlord from Alaska that is Korean.
Well, Steve, I'm familiar with the story, too, that he unilaterally cut the health care benefits for these people who are making, I think, $8 or $9 an hour.
Amen.
Yeah.
That place from the Travelodge Fairgrounds are down to the Hyatt because the Pritzker family out of Chicago is another, you know, absentee gang that owns, you know, local hotels here. They also have a hotel in San Francisco, by the way. There's going to be a march in San Francisco at the Hyatt tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Our union, Unite Here, will be doing it. Anybody interested can look it up, Unite Here, on the web and get information on it.
Okay. And I'll just...
There's many people out there that support, you know, like... These hotels are owned by people from out of California. The workers are from California here, from the sound of your voice. The customers are from the sound of your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you know, why we let these owners from Alaska and Chicago, you know, try to dictate what we're going to do?
And one thing I'm not sure about, Steve, is whether the Pritzkers still own the Hyatt in Monterey because they have sold and resold the chain. They kind of own the name, and little investor groups come in and
it's shadow. Yeah, I suspect that. Like they're controlling it, just like do you hear Ford? Ford owns the Ford family owns 40% of Ford the new merger with the French company. What do they call them? Renault. Ford's thinking about going back private.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ford's in deep trouble. They're examining all options right now. Steve, thanks for the update. And for our listeners in the Monterey area, if you would like to support these hotel workers, I encourage you to do so. And again, the march is tomorrow afternoon, right, Steve?
At 4:30, it's starting at the Travelodge Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to check in, but do check it out. Thank you.
If you're a union person, you should check in because we do have a list.
Okay, but don't check into the hotel. That was my point.
Don't check in, check out. That's our motto.
All right, so all long. Right. Now to Dave in Humboldt. Hello, Dave. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, Peter B., you are one who has a program that speaks truth in a time and place where free speech is not all that prevalent.
It's declining.
It is indeed, and a major jolt hit today, and I hope you are at least appraised of it. I don't know what we can react to it. I don't suppose you want to speak of another network, but today, one of the best of all, Mike Malloy, who I believe you know and hold in high regard.
I know Mike, yeah.
Well, he was terminated,
mm-hmm.
And apparently we don't really know the circumstances. They just mumbled something about economic considerations or something, but...
Well, Air America, and we're allowed to talk about them because it's my show, Air America is in financial trouble, and they're trying to sort through it, and I certainly wish them the best. They took on a very ambitious undertaking, and frankly, from my point of view, they tried to ignore or rewrite some of the basic rules of the broadcast business. And they're kind of hitting the wall right now. And unfortunately, Mike Malloy, who was holding down the late night shift on Air America, was seen as probably expendable because many of the stations don't actually carry his program. He was only on a handful of affiliates, and that's one of the problems that Air America has had, that they tried to force radio stations to take their entire lineup. And, not every show is as strong as the next. And so radio programmers in different markets have picked and chosen which of the Air America shows they want to run. And unfortunately, late at night, Mike wasn't getting a whole lot of love from radio stations across the country.
Wow, I didn't know that, because I think most who did air him held him in very high regard. I think.
Well, he's a very talented man, and I give him credit for developing the whole line of rhetoric about the Bush crime family. And if you have listened to Mike Malloy, you either love him or hate him, but you have to respect how well-informed he is, how he marshals the facts, and the real passion that he brings to his radio show.
Very much so, very much so. I'd say that you're one of the rare ones that really tries to tell it as much as they can, but he had it with fire, with heart, with strong feelings.
Yeah.
He saw a crime family, and when he got to explaining it, you saw it too.
Yeah. Well, Dave, thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate it.
Right.
And we'll see if we can get in touch with Mike Malloy and have him on the show sometime down the road. More of your calls coming up next. I'd like to hear from you at 888-5-PETER-B. Any topic, any viewpoint, bring it on. 888-5-PETER-B.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium. Or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Hello, this is Al Moore with More Imported Cars in Monterey, where we feature quality pre-owned motor cars. It has been said that the world's best automobiles are manufactured within sight of the Alps. They include Mercedes-Benz, BMWs, and Porsches. These are the marks of dreams, and they're the manufacturers we specialize in. Some of our European autos start as low as $21,000 and experience very little depreciation. In fact, many of our Porsches actually increase in value, and our Porsches and other German autos have surprisingly good gas mileage too. Many of our autos are covered under manufacturer's warranty or are available with short or long-term service agreements. We also can arrange financing, and we do accept trades.
Drop by More Imported Cars, 999 Del Monte Avenue in Monterey, or browse to moreimports.com. That's moreimports.com. Call Al Moore at 831-373-3131.
In these United States, you have many rights. You have the right to assemble.
You have the right to free speech. You have the right to worship as you choose. And when you disagree with Billy Sunshine, you have the right to be wrong.
The Billy Sunshine Show, right here on KRXA 540 AM. Coming soon, Sundays 3 to 5.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues. Free Speech Zone open and available to you. Get on your soapbox and tell me what's on your mind. I've got lines available for you, so it's quick in, quick out. 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. 888-5-PETER-B. And I'm surprised nobody's called to comment on my rant against the corporate news media for this incredible and wrong-headed coverage of the man who wanted to be the killer of JonBenet Ramsey, but, well, it was just an obsession for John Carr. And I'm still looking at this opinion piece written by Jeff Cohen. He's one of the founders of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, the progressive media watchdog group. He says, make no mistake, the media beast is every bit as compulsive and out of control as Carr, who may yet end up behind bars for child pornography. But the beast is free to maul again and again. For 10 days, TV news fixated on this imposter culprit as if he were a world historical figure, like Nelson Mandela emerging from prison, only bigger. TV tracked Carr's travels across the globe, telling us what he ate for dinner, analyzing his attire. To extend his allotted 15 minutes of fame into a 10-day ordeal, TV news ignored important stories of war, environmental degradation, corruption, citizen activism. Instead, TV viewers were offered hundreds of hours of single-minded examination and debate on one burning question. Did Carr do it? The inquiry was relentless and aired all sides. If only we'd had such in-depth, full-spectrum debate when the Bush team was dragging our country into war based on pretense. Very well put, Jeff Cohen. I'd like to hear your thoughts. And if you saw Fox News coverage of this or MSNBC, I had the good judgment not to watch most of it, but maybe you saw and you'd like to share. Give me a call, 888-5-PETER-B. Mark in Aromas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Peter B.
Hi.
Thanks. Yeah, the corporate-owned media, you know, what is it, six companies now own 90-plus percent of the media. 10 years ago, it was 400-some-odd. And if you, I don't know if you noticed, but it was pointed out to me that the billboards along the highway, mm-hmm. they've all got Comcast, ABC, or it's all, you know, there's just a handful of them.
Well, most of the billboards in California now are owned by two media companies, yeah. Clear Channel, which is yeah. the radio giant, and it used to be Infinity, now it's called CBS again. CBS, of course, is the radio and television conglomerate, and so they control a lot of the billboards. There are a couple of minor competitors, but they own the lion's share.
Right, but more importantly, the thinking, as has been pointed out by you in the comparison of, or the contrast, as it were, between diversionary reporting versus reporting of substance.
Yeah. Well, this gets back to, into one of my pet theories here, Mark, which is that it is the power of market research that gives these predatory executives the ability to decide that what we want is diversion and distraction and sex and entertainment, yeah. not the real issues and the real problems that we should be confronting.
The art of Pavlovian conditioning and thought manipulation is down to a fine art.
Well, and we've got to recognize the responsibility of you, me, and every other media user in the country. They do have sophisticated rating systems, and if we don't watch it, they won't put it on.
You're
they
right.
put it on because we keep watching it.
Right, which is really my reason for calling, which is alternatives to that. One would be, I wish that Air America would solicit me for contributions the way that NPR does. I'm a little bit fed up with NPR because of the corporate tainting that is, has intruded into them since their beginnings. And
on that note, I watch the NewsHour every night on PBS. And I can't tell you how infuriated I get every night by the minute and a half worth of commercials that they play and call them underwriting announcements at the beginning of that show.
Right. I've moved over, for the most part, to our local station in 540 in the Monterey area, or which, you know, isn't Air America per se, but it is affiliated.
Let me be clear about that.
Okay.
KRXA is not affiliated with Air America. Two programs, maybe three that we carry, are distributed by Air America. Tom Hartman is, again, distributed through the Air America system, but not part of the Al Franken, Randy Rhodes front line of Air America. We also, on KRXA, carry the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. show on the weekends, and we're just adding another show, again, that's distributed by Air America, called the Mother Jones Radio Hour. That'll be on Sunday evenings.
Well, good, but I guess my point, again, is that I would, I'm glad to see the competition on the turf where it matters, which is AM talk. And, again, I would be glad to give money personally to support that in order to keep the corporate corrupt, you know, culture of corruption taken out of the issue. And my reason for calling, though, I mean, I'm called last time about encouraging people during the primaries to look at a League of Women Voters for a multitude of information around all the issues, a good information resource. There is an organization called OneCareNow.org, O-N-E-C-A-R-E-N-O-W.org, which links you to a proxy server from which you can send an automated email on your behalf to Governor Schwarzenegger, encouraging him to sign, is it AB 840, I believe?
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, for the health care. And they also have a Prodigy search engine link, which if you start using that, and it works, I've tested it fairly good, like Google or Yahoo, there's approximately 3 cents per search that they will give to universal health care effort.
Now, let me get this right. It's onecare.org?
OneCare Now.
Oh, okay, because onecare.org is a message from Congressman Rick Boucher.
No.
I think he's from Virginia.
Then the keyword must be now in this case.
Okay, let me add that. N-O-W, and we will enter that and see what comes up. Let's look here. Universal Health Insurance Campaign, California's 365 cities demand reform. So that is the right page. You are correct.
Yep. And then, like I say, Prodigy, P-R-O-D-E-G-E, is a search engine which people can use, and each time they use it, approximately 3 cents will go towards the effort towards universal health care.
Wow. Well, that beats Google.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Well, thanks for pointing that out. Mark, just one other note.
Yes.
To your point about Air America asking for contributions from listeners, I believe they did try it in their first year when they were on the air. And they got a lot of negative remarks from people, and it didn't produce enough money. So they did try it and stop it. And the thing I'll mention, and this hopefully is not as self-serving as it might sound, if you're interested in supporting progressive media, you or friends of yours could advertise on KRXA or any of the other stations that my program is on, and that is a way to keep us alive and well and in business.
Well, I will encourage the businesses that I support and patronize to do so.
Very good. Thanks for the call, Mark. More of your calls coming up in just a second here in the Free Speech Zone on the Peter B. Collins Show. 888-5-PETER-B is my number. A couple of items here itching to talk about. Over in Texas, you know, Tom DeLay ran for re-election in the primary. He won. And then he decided the heat was just a little too great down there in the Lone Star State from the prosecution of him for money laundering. So he said, well, I'm not going to run, and he tried to use a trivial technicality to get his name off the ballot. He said that he had moved to Virginia and was no longer a resident of Sugar Land, Texas. Well, the court in Texas said, sorry, it doesn't matter if you moved before Election Day, and we don't really believe you've moved anyway. Well, now it's getting even more confusing, because Governor Rick Perry, the Republican in Texas, has now confused things even further. Because he is holding a special election, he's called a special election, that will occur on November 7th to fill out the two remaining months in Tom DeLay's term. He didn't have to do it. The seat could have remained vacant until January, when hopefully Nick Lampson, the Democrat, will take over Tom DeLay's seat. So it makes it even more confusing because voters will go in, and the two elections on the ballot, one for the two-year term and one for the two-month term, may not include the same lineups of candidates. And I don't know how that's going to help the Republicans, because more confusion. They've got a write-in candidate, Shelley Secula Gibbs, who is a local council person there. but I don't see how this is going to help them. But that's the deck that Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, is playing with right now. Also, I spent the weekend with some friends from Texas who firmly believe that Kinky Friedman has a chance. And that would be delightful for at least 5 minutes. Donna in Big Sur, thanks for your call. You're on the air on the Peter B. Show.
Oh, hi, Peter.
Hi.
Thought I'd better check in. It's been a while.
It has.
Yes, but I'm listening every day.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, and I'm just going to go off on a little different situation today. I'm totally immersed in what's going on worldwide and so on, but something caught my attention when the media and various other people started going on about the murders in Louisiana and New Orleans. They were saying something like 25 murders so far this year, and they're calling in the National Guard, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read in the Chronicle that so far this year in Oakland there's been 95 murders.
Right. There were five murders in one day in San Francisco, just in
right.
one part of town
right.
Over the weekend.
60-something in San Francisco. We got the 14 people run down yesterday.
Right.
And no, it's like nobody, you know, we're not calling in the National Guard. We're not calling it. I mean, it's like this crime wave continues on in our own country. And for some reason, it seems that everybody's focused on the, and as important as it is, the crime waves in the other countries, it seems like there's this lack of attention being given to the fact that we have some crumbling here within our borders. You know, we don't need to worry about Mexican borders, Canadian borders. Our people are crumbling.
Well, there's a racist element to it, at least by default, and that is that in each of these cases, the crimes were committed by African Americans on African Americans for the most part. The San Francisco hit and run case yesterday is not included in that, but the murder cases that you're talking about in Oakland, San Francisco, and New Orleans all are black on black crimes. And to some people, that represents a conundrum, and Caucasians in particular say, well, I don't know what the solution is to that. And others, you know, see it as the decline of our civilization and just kind of write it off and say, I mean, part of it is not intentional, I think, in the minds of many people. But again, they kind of default to a position of saying, I don't care about these people because they don't mean anything to me. And it may not be exclusively based on race and color, but I would submit it's a factor.
Well, it's another canary in the coal mine, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's another signal that things are breaking down, and we must be aware and be observant and try to do what we can. Anyway, thank you, Peter, for taking that.
Okay.
All right.
I sure appreciate your call today. Mm-hmm. And here's a note from Eric in San Francisco. Hey, Peter B., thanks for letting us know what happened to Mike Malloy and about the situation at Air America. I'm always very interested in finding out behind-the-scenes info about things which I consider myself to be a fan of. It's sort of like inside baseball about the progressive left talk radio business, which I find fascinating. It's unfortunate about Malloy, as his show was among my pantheon of very favorites, along with your own show, Bernie Ward, Ray Taliaferro, Tom Hartman, and usually The Lionel Show. So thanks for that note, Eric. I appreciate it. More of your calls coming up next here in the Free Speech Zone on the Peter B. Collins Show.
It's useless to resist us.
Yeah, stop resisting because, well, we're irresistible. 888-5-PETER-B is my number. 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. Yeah, you got to put a 1 in front of it. You know that. You're listening to KRXA 540.
J.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Tell people why I say that. I mean, is it? Hi, this is Doug Basham reminding you to join me weeknights at 7 here on KRXA. That's Basham Radio weeknights 7 to 10 p.m. right here on AM 540 KRXA.
Let's take a look at your drive home in and around the Monterey Bay. New problems in Soledad, northbound 101 before Front Street. A dump truck lost several blue pallets in lanes of traffic, and everyone's swerving to avoid it. Drive with some extra caution. Meanwhile, in Hollister, Nash Road at Riverside Road, it's off the freeways, but it's a grass fire that struck, and now a possible structure fire in the area as well. Fire department is heading out. That intersection is shut down. Over to Santa Cruz, northbound along Highway 1 before Highway 17, a crash off to the right-hand shoulder. No injuries. And King City checks in with a wreck. It's northbound along 101 just after First Street. Also on this stretch of roadway is a large container bouncing around lanes of traffic. This look at traffic brought to you by your Northern California Chevy dealer. The Chevy model year-end event is here. The last of the 06s are going fast. Claim yours before they're gone. See your Northern California Chevy dealer today. I'm Alex Daly, and that's traffic on KRXA 540.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show, where we talk. And we take your phone calls at 888-5-PETER-B. And up next in the Free Speech Zone, we got Greg in Sacramento. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how is my favorite talk show host?
He's doing okay today. I was a little bummed out yesterday by that decision in Southern California, but I've regained my balance.
Yeah, well, I think we're all kind of bummed out, and we're in need of medication to, you know, to try to make it for the next few days up until the election here.
What's your favorite medication, Greg? I can't help but ask.
It's been a good Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah. I'm a Pinot Noir guy. I love the California Pinots.
Oh, okay. I hope I don't get in trouble by doing this, but I
What are you going to get in trouble for?
Well, I don't want to get on the bad side of the talk show host.
Okay, I'll let you know if you do.
I sent you an email in regards to and I forgot what it was because it was sent to me from Bill Durston.
There's a song up there at Bill Durston's website, and he's the progressive challenger to Dan Lundgren in District 3.
Correct.
Yeah, and he's been on our program. He was on about a month ago, and I was very impressed by him. He didn't flunk any of my quiz questions.
Well, good. I'll tell them that. anybody who is interested that's in your listening audience, I know everybody here is asleep when this is on, but he wrote the song War Is Not a Game, and if you go to his website, it is available for the grand total of $9.95.
And what's that web address? Let me type it in right now.
Durston, D-U-R-S-T-O-N,
right.
F-O-R,
right.
Congress.org.
All right. And let's see, I can play the song from the website, right?
Oh, yes, I think you can.
Well, let's see if it loads and locks here. By the way, Dr. Durston is an emergency room physician, Vietnam vet, and really impressed me when he joined us on the program. And, okay, now I'm at the page, War Is Not a Game. And let's see if we can load the audio here. We're really high-tech, and we're doing it right in front of your ears.
And you got a high speed?
Pretty high speed. It's DSL.
I wish I did. I've got the stupid snail pace dial-up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I had...
It looks like what it's doing is downloading to my desktop, so maybe I won't be able to play it right this second.
No, but... that's okay. No problem. But I was also, if you're not doing anything or anybody else is going to be up in the Rancho Cordova area on the September 10th from 3 to 6 p.m., you can come and dance for a change. It's going to be live music. It'll be an opportunity for anybody that wants to come on out and dance and have a good time and meet hopefully the person that will be our next congressman for the 3rd Congressional District.
Hold on, Greg is playing.
My friends and I'd play war. We'd shoot them dead and blow them up. Didn't know we were fighting for. Whenever my dad would see us playing, he'd come and spoil our fun. He'd say, war is not a game, son. War is not a game.
Well, that's a neat little tune. Thanks for pointing it out, Greg. And again, people can hear it for themselves and download it if you like at durstonforcongress.org. It came down as a QuickTime file. Took a minute to play, but it does. And thank you for the tip.
My pleasure.
All right, Greg, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Wrong side of the talk show host. How could that happen here? Dave
from
Pinnacles, how are you?
Hey, sorry to be on the total dark side of things, but when you uttered the word decision in Southern California, you're not referring to a proceeding in the District 50 scandal, are you?
Yeah, I'll update you in case you missed it yesterday. It was quite disappointing. The judge in Superior Court dismissed the case that was brought by colleagues of Brad Friedman's and attorney Paul Leto.
He succumbed to the influence of the Congress?
That's right. And here's how it worked, okay? The election was held on June 6th.
Right.
On or about June 13 or 14, they flew Bill Bray to Washington, and they swore him in.
Right.
At the time, all they had was a representation from a deputy secretary of state who had faxed some preliminary results to the office of Speaker Dennis Hastert.
No, it's not certified.
And based on that, they swore him in 16 days before certification occurred. And now the judge has said that he cannot even consider the challenge to the underlying election because it's now out of his jurisdiction, that the act of swearing him in was an end run, and it appears illegal to you and me, but it now holds, and this is the same mechanism they used to lock in the Bush, I almost said the word victory, the Bush result in Florida in 2000. And I am really angry that no Democrat so far has surfaced, to my knowledge, speaking out against this craven attack on our democracy.
Well, Peter, that's what I was going to reiterate, that this lily liver Democratic organization that we have is just like this whole thing about Lieberman. Who stood up and admonished Lieberman? Did I hear Boxer stand up and say, get the hell out of here, Joe? Did I hear Feinstein say, get the hell out of here, Joe? Did I miss something?
Well, no. Not only that, Barbara Boxer went to Connecticut and campaigned for him in August. or late July.
Well, at least he was still in the party. This is over the top.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't care what party you are, what stripes you come from. When we have circumvented elections in this manner where judges succumb to the pressure of the United States Congress to interfere with California elections, are we talking call to arms or what?
Well, it's a very serious problem, and it's even more serious because it's being ignored. It's been 24 hours. I have read the San Francisco Chronicle, the New York Times, and scoured the Internet and accepted bradblog.com and emails from Mark Crispin Miller. There has been silence about this ruling in San Diego yesterday. Quick point about Joe Lieberman. He has lost the support of Democratic Senator Dan Inouye of Hawaii, who has jumped to the Lamont side, and he's picked up the support of perennial Republican candidate Jack Kemp.
Hey, I'm going to get some T-shirts made up that state, Building 7, what side are you on? I'll talk to you later, Peter.
You sure will, Dave. Thanks a lot. Well, that wraps up another fine edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. And you can hear in the distance, Trigger has arrived. We're going to saddle up and ride off into the sunset. What do you say? You meet me back here tomorrow, same time, same station, for another edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Oh, and by the way, Friday, it's the best of Peter B. Collins. You can listen, but don't call. Same goes for Monday, Labor Day. We'll be back live on Tuesday next week.
Keep smiling until then.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush has flown to Salt Lake City, where he'll deliver a speech to the American Legion tomorrow, making the case for staying the course in Iraq. It's the first in a series of such speeches. Mr. Bush offered a preview today at a political fundraiser in Nashville.
And if we leave Iraq before the job is done, as General Abizaita said, they will follow us here. The stakes in Iraq are high.
The violence continues. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman is in Baghdad.
It was another one of those days when the bodies kept piling up. There was a blast in Baghdad's oldest and biggest outdoor market. 2 dozen people were killed, just a horrific scene. A very familiar scene, of course, to people here. South of here, there was an attack, a bicycle bomb, on some men lining up to join the Iraqi army. Another dozen people killed.
General George Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, says he thinks Iraqi forces will be able to fight on their own in 12 to 18 months. After dumping heavy rain on the Florida Peninsula, Tropical Depression Ernesto is moving over the Atlantic.
We expect it to reach somewhere in the coast of the Carolinas in the next 24 to 36 hours. Bring rainfall totals of 3 to 5 inches.
Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center, he says there's a chance Ernesto could become a tropical storm again. In Fargo today, sex offender Alfonso Rodriguez was convicted of kidnapping, raping, and killing college student Drew Shadeen nearly 3 years ago. She was abducted from a shopping mall parking lot, her body found months later. But jurors still have work to do.
I don't think we're done yet.
Tuesday morning, they go right back into that jury box and they will hear more testimony in this case. In fact, from what we understand, they're going to see even more autopsy photos during this penalty phase, and then once all that testimony is done, they're going to be asked to make a very difficult decision whether Alfonso Rodriguez Jr. should face the death penalty.
Bridget Borenstein of CBS television affiliate WCCO. California will be the first state in the nation to cap greenhouse gas emissions from all sources, including industry. Governor Schwarzenegger and leaders of the Democrat-controlled legislature reached agreement today. Ethanol produces fewer emissions than gasoline, but CBS